Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you
I'm
doing?
here.
Are you weak?
Am I weak?
Yeah. Can you lift your comic books?
I can lift comic books, but not for very long.
Yeah.
I cannot lift a short box, probably. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, I cannot lift the
Can
long box, though. So.
you lift an Elizabeth Bathory?
I can live to. That's not that big.
So what happened? Were you on a ship? Is that what happened? And you got sick on the way back?
So a couple of weeks ago, what is it? 2 weeks ago? Yeah, I was on a cruise with my family, my extended family. And for the second time, I came back from a cruise with COVID.
I want to go on a cruise, but I like Barb's even hesitant because she says everybody gets sick on a cruise. I don't know why that is.
It's just because there's a lot of people crowded into a, there's like 4,000 people and,
For a long time.
together in a small space.
Oh, do you share the same room? Are you in the same
Yeah,
bedroom?
all 4,000 people are in the same room. No.
Oh, that's pretty crazy. And you all have one bathroom you have to share?
Have to share, yeah. It's nasty. Actually, there definitely are not enough public bathrooms on. We're not enough public bathrooms on the ship.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a
It's probably 'cause you could just put your ass overboard and just poop
You
into
have
the
your
ocean.
room, but then you have to go back to your room to go to the bathroom.
Or poop overboard.
You probably would get thrown in the brig for
Yeah, but they might have a better bathroom in the brig.
that. That's true. That's a good point. You might have your own private bathroom
Yeah.
if you're in the brig. I didn't think about that. I got shortcutted. Yeah, so I felt fine the whole cruise.
So you got COVID twice? No, is this the third time you had COVID?
No, it was the second.
Okay. And both of them were from a cruise.
Yeah, both Rick from a cruise.
How about the rest of your family? I know Melanie got it, but
Melanie
what about the
got
rest of them?
the, my youngest son went on the cruise with us. He didn't get it. My older son didn't go on the cruise. He stayed home
Yeah.
because he's 19 now. So
Yeah.
he hates cruises. So
So
he
he
said, all
just
right.
stayed and worked or what?
Yeah, he was just working. Yeah, so he's old enough now that he says, I don't want to go on the cruise. We say, all right, well, you're an adult, so can't force you to come.
Yeah.
Also wouldn't want to force them to come, so
How about the rest of your family that was on the cruise?
I
Like,
know my sister, one of my sisters also got it, and I think someone else, but there's like 24 of us, so it's a low percentage, but
it's
I'm
weird
just.
'cause I haven't heard much from COVID for at least 6 to 8 months, like nothing. Like
Well,
news wise or
yeah.
even from work. Like I got sick and I was sick for a while. I wasn't really sick. I got like this cough I couldn't get rid of, and I don't know what it was, but it lasted a damn
Yeah,
near
that
month.
might have been something else, because I've heard of other people having like coughs that wouldn't go
Well,
away.
I tested and I wasn't COVID.
Yeah.
But even when they gave me prescription at the doctor's office, it still took me like 3 weeks to get over it.
Yeah. There's crazy stuff out there.
Yeah. But you had a good time and then you came back. You had a week. Did you have a go back to work or?
No, we got back on Sunday evening, and then when I woke up on Monday,
Sick.
I had a fever. So it hit quick. I was planning on taking Monday off anyway, so but I ended up taking off.
Happy Father's Day, huh?
Yeah, I got
You got the
COVID
COVID on
on
Father's
Father's
Day. Hey, Father's Day, how'd you spend your? I got COVID.
That was my punishment. They're punishing me for not going to Heroes.
I know. We could
I
have been at Heroes, and
should
I
have
heard
gone
it
to
was a
Heroes.
blast. I'm a stupid fucker. I asked him to get me the Derelict, so I knew I was going to get that. But I didn't think that I could have got Witchman from Tom Scholey, too. I'm
Oh.
so stupid.
But you can just get it next year.
He might not have any more next year.
I think he will. He doesn't put out that much stuff. He's got to continue. I mean, I can't see that he wouldn't shut down a revenue stream, or that he would shut down a revenue stream.
Yeah.
Because he's not bringing out a lot of stuff these days.
And then I found out I didn't order Vengeance for the Living number 2, so I have to figure out how to get that. It's not out yet, I don't think, but
Oh, no, it's in
for some
previews.
reason I didn't pre-order it.
And then the new one's in previews, but it's not on DCBS.
Really?
Yeah, I emailed them about it. They said it's not orderable yet, so it's gonna be one of those stupid things, probably, where it's like a FOC or
But I
something.
don't ever look at those. You're gonna have to fucking keep an eye on it. I don't look at FOC stuff.
I do now just because, well, it seems like there's two different emails that at least DCBS sends out. One that has like 1 in 10 type stuff, like the rare stuff, and then one that has just
Hey,
stuff that was not solicited the first time or was in previews but never came out or whatever. It's just like, or pre available, or it's weird. It's so hard to collect comics these
but I
days.
think that's why I'm missing stuff, like because of this bullshit.
It's so impossible. It's impossible. And even like sometimes, like Marvel number ones, like it'll be in previews, but like pre-solicited. And then it'll be in like an FOC, but then it'll never be like in the next month's order, you
So when
know?
it's on the FOC, does it show up on the website from that point forward or what? It just shows up late?
I think it shows up on the website until the FOC date, and then they probably remove it at that point. So you get like a little window where you can order it.
But that sucks for them. You have
Yeah.
a little window.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, some of this stuff I'm sure they would sell more if that actually was available. 'Cause who's gonna be a dumbass and pay that much attention to it and try and track it? Figure out when the stuff's available
Well,
to order.
that sucks, and I haven't placed my order for DCBS yet, so but I better get on it.
Did you
Very
look previews?
lackadaisical.
Have you gone through previews yet?
I've gone through the one that just came out for next time.
What?
Yeah.
Was gonna ask you.
They already have the new ones. I'm trying to do this thing. Like I was really happy, but I don't know how to tell my LCS guy. But Star Wars is ending on issue 50, and so is Darth Vader. Those are like the ongoings.
Oh, really?
And
I didn't know that.
it's such a good offboarding for me because like I have the app and I can continue to read it, but I think I want to get off of the Star Wars bandwagon for a while.
They gonna is Does Charles Soule write both of those, or just the
No, he just writes
Star
one. I think
Wars?
Greg Pak does the Darth
Okay.
Vader.
I wonder if are they gonna bring in new writers, do you know?
No, this is like between Empire and Return of the Jedi, and I think they're ending it for that, and now it's
Okay.
going to be maybe after Return of the Jedi. I don't know what they're going to do. They haven't announced it yet.
Interesting. Interesting.
So but the thing is like my offboarding is affecting my LCS guy more than it is DCBS because the ones that I want to offboard on.
Yeah,
Like,
that's
I want to
fine.
stop getting all Ninja Turtles. I just want to get, like, the more adult ones. I don't want the Saturday morning cartoon ones anymore. So I want to get off that one, but I get all of them from him. So he's going to get affected. And he's going to get all butthurt. I know he does. And then I had told him last Friday, I don't want any of the Venom War or Venomverse. I just want Venom. That's it. And he's like, "Why do you hate me so much?"
It's like I'm counting on that revenue.
Well, I'm trying to tell him in advance so he doesn't order. That's one less copy he can order. You know what I mean? If he orders, he overorders shit like you wouldn't believe. If I owned a shop, I would order just enough to sell through that first week. I would try to anyway. You might not, but.
I think that's what, so you'd be more like challengers, 'cause I don't think their goal is to not end up with any back issues, right? They want to sell through
Right.
everything.
I wouldn't mind having some back issue stock, but not a lot. Like, you have finite space.
Right.
So you're either a back issue shop or you're gonna have to have a storage unit, and that costs money, trust me.
Or a big back room or basement.
Yeah. So you're a trooper today. You wanted you're not healthy and you decided to record.
Right. I mean, my I've been basically symptom. So yeah, this is so we'll go back. I'll take a step back. I think I got the newest variant of Omicron. I can't remember what it's called, LR2 or CR2 or something. I don't remember what it is. Or three. This one was way worse than the first. The first one I had, like, really, it was like a cold. It really wasn't that bad. This one, though, I had fever for 3 days, headache for 3 days, congestion, a little bit of a cough. Melanie had more of a cough than I did. I didn't really have that bad of a cough.
So you both tested and it was positive, is what you're
Yep.
saying. You know it was that.
Yeah, it was, yeah, we were both tested positive. But so basically it lasted 3 days and then our fevers broke after that and we've been recovering. So now the only symptom is like if I go up and down the stairs, I'm like, whew, I'm exhausted.
That sucks, man. Have you checked your like O2 levels just to see
I
what
did
you're
earlier.
at?
I haven't tested them recently.
No, but when you did earlier, what were they?
It was fine.
Oh, okay.
I did it pretty early though. I mean, mine really hasn't. I haven't really had any trouble breathing, so it hasn't really hit me too hard in
Yeah.
the
I was going to
chest.
have you come over today and help me with some boxes, carrying boxes up and
Up
down the
and
stairs.
down the stairs. I could probably do one. You got short boxes. I could probably do one.
Do one.
Yeah,
Oh,
then I'm done. All right,
and then
back.
you're done. And where's the pizza or lunch,
Give
right?
me the pizza and I'm back on the plane. That's funny.
Yeah. Did you take any comics with you, or did you not read at all on this trip?
I brought a book.
What'd you read? A book book?
A book book.
What'd you read?
I read. Oh my God, I can't remember the name of it. Magic is. Shit. I know the
Magic.
author.
That sounds awesome. Magic is
Magic
shit.
is magic is
Magic
shit.
is shit. Can I put that in the show notes?
It's magic is real, but that doesn't sound right.
I'm gonna put magic as shit.
Well, the magic is
Shit.
oh, Magic for Liars. That's what it's called. God, COVID brain. It's by Sarah Gailey, who is the author of Eat the Rich comic that we read. And she wrote, I think she just did White Widow or is doing White Widow right now. The White Widow series.
White Widow, it's never coming out. From Absolute?
No,
Oh,
Marvel.
for Marvel one. Okay, I
Yeah, the
got you.
Marvel
There's
one.
two White Widows.
Yeah. I know. Why are they canceling all my White Widows from Absolute?
Don't know. I saw that as well. They canceled everything. It's such a weird, they cancel a lot. Like Scout is a cluster, man. They cancel everything. Then
I'm
it's
surprised.
resolicited and then it's canceled.
Yeah. I just hope. I think Scout should just switch to just doing the European comics so we can get El Torres comics.
Or just switch to a smaller like
Less comics.
vault
Yeah.
profile, you know, like four books. That's
Yeah. Yeah, Scout was insane. They're bringing out like 30 books a month
yeah.
at their peak.
Too much growth, I think, caused them to collapse.
Yep. Yeah, print too much and then their finances got out of whack because of it.
Yeah, I did a $300 Kickstarter.
What?
I did that G.I. Joe thing.
Oh. I'm not
They
going to just wait for it to be in previews.
well, it's such a good deal because if you think about it, you get every Marvel thing in hardcover, plus you get it digital. So I could put it on my iPad and I can read G.I. Joe 1 through 180 or whatever the hell it is on the app, you know, just reading it on PDF. So it was that, plus they threw in an incentive Todd McFarlane G.I. Joe special, which is the one that he did, and they never wanted to release it because they thought he sucked, and then they released it as a special, and that's an expensive book. So
Now I understand. You should have just led with that. You buried the lead.
well, that's what sold that is what that's what pushed me over the edge. So
Yes, it is.
I wanted it, but then they said, "Oh, we hit this certain level, so we're adding this." And I'm
Yeah,
like, "Oh, I want that."
made you weak in the knees.
Yeah, it made me weak.
I didn't know about that.
And
You know,
it's not just Amer Real American Hero though. It's like special missions and
it is awesome.
yeah.
I mean, when it hits previews, I'm gonna be seriously considering it.
Yep.
Because it is super awesome, but I didn't know about that McFarlane thing. That's pretty cool. And you're right about the digital. Maybe I should look how much, maybe I should see how much
Well,
just the
there's a
digital
digital
is.
tier, but like I've been reading a lot of comics in the middle of the night because I'm just having trouble sleeping, and it's that that's so perfect because I love G.I. Joe, and having it all accessible, I can read it. I can just have it downloaded, and especially on airplanes and stuff, and read G.I. Joe, because that's G.I. Joe's always fun. Like it's an always it's sort of like a brainless escapism. Like you don't have to think a lot.
Yeah, it's
You're
just
just like
a
along for a
an action
ride.
adventure,
Yeah.
yeah. Very nice.
So do you return to work Monday then?
Actually, you returned on Thursday.
Oh, you were able to function? Yeah. See,
Yeah, I can do it.
when I'm weak, it's tough, man. My brain just wants to shut down.
Yeah, I mean, once it got to about 3 o'clock, I was like, okay, I'm done. I
Yeah, checked out.
can't do any more.
Wait, Barb's talking to me. What? You can take it. Just have them put the things in the back seat.
Groceries?
No, yeah, she's going to Pilates, but we have mulch in the back of the, because we went to Home Depot yesterday. Yesterday was yard work day, and I mowed in the rain until I couldn't anymore, because it started a downpour, and then it was sort of like sprinkling raining, and I was like, okay, this is okay, I can take this, and then I was like, it will stop, and then for an hour and a half it was just like downpour.
It's pouring.
So I went out there to put the mower like sort of away, and I was like, wow, it's not raining that much, I'm gonna try to finish, and I finished it. I was so happy because today was gonna even be hotter, so I was like, I don't want to be out there in 90 degrees. Daryl's trying to convince me to hire somebody because that's what he does. He says, "You're getting too old for this shit." I said, "I feel like I could still do it."
Yeah, I think, well, I got the kids now doing it, but I mean, I still do it occasionally.
Yeah.
I thought about That's one of those things you think about hiring someone, but it's like, you know, I think if I was going to do it, I think I'd rather hire like someone to clean the house than over cutting the grass.
I don't trust people enough to do that.
Are they going to steal your comic books?
Well, steal anything. I just don't trust people. Like some stranger in my house. Whereas I wouldn't care if they're outside mowing the grass unless they're going to fuck up stuff.
True. I guess I don't really... We had house cleaners, like, I think, like, when the kids were, like, first born, because we were like, this is too much work, so... But just for, like, a couple of years. I never worried about them stealing things. I mean, they're professionals, so...
Professional thieves.
It would not... If you're going to be a thief, I think the stupidest way to become a thief is to become a house cleaner and then spend your days cleaning houses just waiting
for... Or you clean the house and then you have... you somebody pays you on the side to tell you where everything's at. And that could happen. All you do is you're just an informant and say, well, they have this in this room and this in this room and this, 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 and that. Then somebody else does the...
That could happen. That could happen. Luckily, I don't have anything that's valuable.
Take these comics, please. As I get...
They'd never be able to figure out in this goddamn mess where any valuable comics were.
Well, they just take it all. Well, I'm sure they couldn't do it in house cleaning.
Could take my original art that's on the walls.
A big snake? I don't think they would. I don't think they would take that.
I don't
that.
Have a big snake. They may take my Savage Dragon page.
Maybe. They would
definitely take my American Barbarian page.
I don't think so.
The most valuable page is probably my Klaus Janson Punisher page.
They'd take that.
But it's not the most impressive.
Well, I think they would take things that are recognizable, like the Punisher. Like Savage Dragon, I don't even think a common thief would know. Unless he turned on USA Today and watched the Savage Dragon cartoon
when he was a kid.
When it was coming out.
What would they steal? I don't even know. It's all priceless. I don't know what they would take. I would take everything. I don't know what the most valuable thing in here is. Well, it's probably a comic book, but they'd have to go through the boxes to try and find the valuable comics.
Yeah.
Good luck, fools.
You put it in the garage? Okay. All right. Have fun in Pilates.
Okay.
She's working out, and I'm working my mouth. Doing the Lord's work. So, you didn't read much.
No, I just read because I was reading Magic for Liars, which I'm enjoying that.
You didn't finish it?
No, I got about...
So you did a lot of socialization, is what you said, on this vacation, because your family was there.
Right. Yeah, we were doing stuff. I mean, there was times...
Did your mom get sick or no?
No.
No.
She did not. Nope. Thankfully.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's had... I think she might have had it once.
I'm not looking forward to potentially getting it. Are you still planning on going to Baltimore? Or do you not know yet? Yeah?
I'm definitely going. I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I need to be able to buy it today. But I will be there. I'm excited.
Well, I think it'll be fun for you because you haven't seen that place.
I know. I've been wanting to go to Baltimore for
I wish the Jeppy Museum wouldn't have closed.
Yeah.
Because you would have loved that.
Yeah, for sure.
It was so fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
But it'll still be fun. I've heard so much about it from you.
It's fun. Hopefully I won't lose my glasses or anything on the speedboat.
I'm going to knock them off your head. I'm going to just grab them, pretend they flew overboard and put them in my back pocket. Just to see what you do.
It was funny because I told Barb, well, I think I could get by just wearing sunglasses the whole time. That was a horrible idea.
You look cool.
No, but it was bad. It was hard.
You'll miss all the good comics because you won't be able to see them.
You can't see shit, yeah. I was jealous of not being at Heroes, though. I heard it was a really good one. It was...
I agree.
I heard it was the most well-attended one in 10 years or something like that.
Oh, really? Last year it was pretty damn busy, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, at least Saturday and Sunday were.
It's a busy con, but it's not like... It's not crazy busy. Like,
no, it's not like C2E2 busy.
C2E2 was really bad, and San Diego's horrible.
Yeah, that was a C2E2, man. You go to Artist Alley, when you can't even walk down the lane because it's just packed full of people, it's like why am I here?
Yeah.
This just sucks. Pushing past people, trying to see stuff. It's like, ugh.
So I have these new headsets, and they're awesome. But mm-hmm. I've been recording, like, Mike M's Weekly Reads, and I like to walk around the house. And this thing just doesn't maintain good charge.
Oh, the charge? Oh,
yeah,
the
like, dies after, like, 20 minutes. It's crazy.
Ooh, really? That's terrible.
So, yeah, it's awful. And it doesn't go, like, I could see if it gave, like, an audible, like, bleep bleep, like, plug in now or anything. I don't get anything
like that.
Battery
low.
Yeah, that's what I want, is low battery or something. Some indicator where I would see it. The only indicator I see is the audio levels just go, they flatline.
So you're talking and talking, then you look and say, oh, shit.
Yep.
It's not recording.
Except lately, I mean, I lucked out. In one episode, I only lost 5 minutes, and in the other episode, I caught it right away. Like, I lost 2 seconds. So
that's not bad.
So now I like what I do now is I get up to go get water or whatever, walk around, but then I'll plug right back in.
Okay, so you're just using them as... But that defeats the purpose of getting them.
Not totally. I mean, I just wanted new headsets. And these ones are awesome because...
And I guess you do have the freedom to get up and get water if you want to.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? These new headsets?
But I do when I record and you're talking to yourself, I like to do laps. I like to walk around. Because you're thinking, you know, you're...
I do that when I'm on the phone.
It's different when you record, when you record yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I do that when I'm on the phone. I walk around when I'm talking to people. I don't know when we podcast for some reason. That'd be too much walking.
I do think I'm going to put a Patreon for our site, though, because last time, or it was last weekend or the weekend before last, Derek said I have to shut down the site for 5 days because I can't pay the bill. And I'm like, well, fucking, I'll pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, I paid it, but, here's what I think is going on. I think all the prices are just going up and up and up and up. And Derek isn't even recording anymore. So I think he's sort of wow, I have this network and no, you know, I'm paying for it and I don't want to pay for it anymore. I think that's what's happening.
Who's left on the network?
Us, Marvel Noise, So that's Steve Andreski, and you would have probably got to meet Steve, but I don't think he's going to Baltimore. He's like a Baltimore regular, and I don't think he's going this year. He's the Marvel Noise guy, and Ed Moore, who does like a lot of different podcasts. Like he does like a newsprint one, and he does Usagi Yojimbo and Dr. Fate and Wonder Woman podcast and the Thor podcast and all kinds of stuff. And I don't, there might be a couple others that I just don't know of. I have to probably go to the Deliberate Noise website to see who's on there. Because what he does is when he sends the email out, he blind copies everybody's. I don't, so I can't
Yeah,
see
so you don't
everybody
know
that's
it.
on it. I know the ones that I've heard.
Right.
And I don't know the ones that I just don't
That
know
have come
about.
along that you didn't pay attention to,
But I haven't, the mail piece, like I'm starting to try to migrate, like over the course of a year, I'm going to try to migrate everything off of my account onto another
Yeah.
email, because that cost is really for stuff that I don't use. Like
Well,
it's really like for a business Google account. Like if you
yeah,
want to take advantage
right.
of all this stuff, that's what I think the only thing it helps me with is the transport of media through Google Drive. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only feature I use.
Okay. Oh, you get additional
Space.
space or something?
Yeah. Like, I could send a large ass file, like a
Yeah.
media file through the mail.
Yeah.
That's the
Right.
only feature I kind of use.
But there's other ways.
Yeah, there's other ways to do that.
Yeah, and just for the email, I mean, you can just have a regular Gmail account.
Right, and
So
I don't.
are you just like seeing
Well, I'm trying to
like
re.
what emails come into that account and then one by one kind
The
of switching them over?
big one is the medical stuff. That was probably the dumbest move I've ever done, is put like,
Why'd you put your medical stuff on comicbooknoise.com?
well, no, all my doctor's accounts. And the thing with those though is the primary key in the database and the primary user ID is your email account. So it's not like an easy thing to change.
Well, you should be able to contact them, right, and have them.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, though.
But I
But
don't know
internally in their
how
system, hopefully
I
it's
don't know how
not.
deep this goes. Like, it could be pretty extravagant.
It's not your problem. I mean, people change email. They're dumb if they have you t if the main key is your email address.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but it is.
As far as you know.
I know. I've talked to the support lines before.
Well, I mean, they can keep that internally, but then have.
Sometimes I help the help desk. In other words, they don't know what they're talking about, so I'm like, "Well, your database is doing this. I can tell what it's doing." Oh, really? Yeah, it is.
So I did want to talk about some of the stuff in previews. Have you
Okay.
even looked at it? Have you looked at it at all, this month's previews? You know your order's due soon, right? Like a couple days.
Yeah, I've looked at it.
Let me look through here. What am I excited about? I don't know. Man, there's so many Spawn comics now. Let me count this. There's like,
There's like eight.
what is this? Six, seven, eight, nine. Nine. Because there's Violator Origin.
Yeah, a couple of them are mini series though.
Yeah.
Misery, Monolith, Violator
Rep.
Origin,
Yeah. Spawn kills spawn.
Rat City. Matter of fact, I'm probably gonna just get caught up on them because, well, I'm already way ahead of you, but if I get too far behind, it like takes up a lot of space because I'm still getting all the covers.
Why are you doing that?
Because I want
So
to.
stupid, stupid. You're stupid.
Well, for me, it's not like a money loss. I'll always make that, or it's money back.
What do you mean by that?
The Spawn proper books, I'll always be able to get what I
Oh,
paid for it,
yeah.
or
I know, but
more.
the space that takes up.
Yeah. I
When
do
you're
the
trying
same
to.
thing with Savage Dragon. He's been having like three or four lately.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has.
Maybe one or two.
No? He always has two.
Couple,
But
yeah.
now he's been having three or four.
Oh, 'cause he, yeah, 'cause he's having like some other person do a third one.
Yep.
Are you getting? Never decided on that one. There's a new Gru. I'll point that one out.
Yeah, I'm
You
gonna
know, I
get
was
new.
thinking about Gru, and it's like, I'm gonna get Gru until I die. But then I'm like, oh wait, Sergio is probably gonna die before I do.
Well,
So I'll get Gru until
never know.
Sergio. I'll get
Yeah,
Gru until Sergio stops doing Gru. That's true. I don't know.
unfortunately, you don't. I mean,
Don't. I could. This could be my last podcast. You never
yeah,
know.
you never know. That one podcaster, I don't know if you heard about it. He was way more popular than us. He was a video podcaster. He was the Comic Storian or something like that.
Okay.
He was trending even. Like
Was
he
like a YouTuber.
Yeah, YouTuber.
Okay.
Very interesting. Like I didn't I never heard of this guy before, but I wanted to see like what he did, if it was my style or what. So I went. He basically goes over comic books in a visual type way, but I guess he's a real popular guy because he has thousands of viewers. Like I'm like, wow.
You
But
mean he's
anyway,
like
he got a
he
car accident, I think.
flips through comics, you mean?
Yeah.
Like visual, yeah. To a car
He
accident.
yeah, car accident.
And he
I was watching Gen V, and Barb was telling me one of the lead actors in that show got in a car accident and died. So you just never know when your time is up. I mean, you just don't.
Nope.
Yeah,
You just gotta keep
unfortunately.
get you just gotta keep getting Gru every month until you can't get it anymore.
One thing I gotta write down is like one of the things I gotta do just for planning for that shit is like, here's all my account stuff. Here's what you need to get rid of. You know what I mean?
Oh, like your porn, you mean?
But, no, my porn. That's free.
You mean Elizabeth Bathory?
Yeah.
Get rid of this book.
No, I'm not. The comic books are the comic books. There's a database for that. I'm talking about like,
I know, I'm just kidding.
I have this
I know what you're
account,
saying.
Netflix. I have Paramount Plus. I
Yeah, you
got all
mean
this.
like, yeah, all
Close
your.
all this shit. Yeah, this is how
Yeah.
you do it.
Right, how to log into everything. And yeah, I think
Cancel
about
the
doing that.
cards. Got to do that. Plus, it'll give me a good idea. I think of like, since I want to retire soon, it gives me a good idea of like what I'm paying for. And what is needed and what's not needed. I think that I kind of know in my head, but like writing it down is another step to really see, oh wow, I'm paying this much.
Yeah.
Like now I'm paying a sprinkler service this year, and I'm like, wow, why am I doing that? I don't know. But
Vanity.
yeah. In hindsight, that was a stupid service to sign up for, I think. The last 3 years say no, it's a good service to sign up for, but based on historic, like history over the last 15, 16 years, it's a stupid idea.
Mean in terms of weather?
No, you get like a 20% discount on all materials and labor. So lately I've had whole like pipes burst. I've had all kinds of different problems.
Oh,
And
so you mean
that
in terms of.
20% discount is huge.
Yeah.
But if you look in terms of like how long I had the sprinklers and before shit started falling apart, it's a stupid idea. But we'll see.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So the reliability of sprinklers.
Because they it does pay for like flushing the service, and then they do a midsummer service and then a startup service, and some of it includes like just adjustment and all that other stuff, so you don't have to do it. But you'd have to pay if they found, oh, you got five sprinkler heads that are busted. You know what I mean? You still have, but it's 20% off. But those sprinkler heads are easy to repair. It's when the pipes and all the
Yeah,
other
when they gotta
shut.
dig up stuff.
Yeah, or the electronics go out. Like our box went out. It was leaking, the box that sits underground. So we had to have that repaired. It was expensive as fuck.
All because you didn't wanna stick a sprinkler in the middle of your yawn lawn and turn on the hose.
That's a pain in the ass. That's a lot of labor.
You could hire a kid to do it.
Have you had kids come to your door and want to work these days?
I don't think so.
Kids are fucking, they're not like our generation, man. Our generation, I would go knock on doors and say, "Do you want me to pull your weeds or mow your lawn?" Or they don't do that shit anymore, man.
I never did that. I never went to my neighbor's.
Well,
But
I wanted to have comic money. How did I
yeah,
that was the only
I
way
lived in
to
the
get
country
it.
though, so it was like a walk to get
So
to a neighbor's.
you could fucking said, "Do you want me to pick your eggs
Do you want
out
me
of your
to?
chicken's asses?" You could
Well, I
have done
kind of did
stuff
that
like
because
that.
I got a job at a local farm,
There
so
you go.
that's not really not going door to door though. That's just getting a job. I did get a job. I worked on a, I picked corn on a farm.
And I get so goddamn discouraged with Social Security because they're like, they keep raising the goddamn
Yeah,
age.
they're gonna cut it.
Well, they're either going to cut it or they keep raising it. Like, it's fucking heading towards 70 fucking years old.
Think Trump's just gonna cut it completely.
I hope he doesn't even win, but
Oh, he better not.
you never know.
Not to get political.
Not to get political, but yeah. That guy's a
Like not to get
fucking
political,
idiot.
but I like democracy, so I hope he
Well,
doesn't
I like
win.
democracy and I like common sense. He's a fucking idiot.
He's loyal to the people who pay him.
No, he's not. He'll throw him under a
Well,
bus in a
yeah.
heartbeat.
I mean, temporarily, temporarily.
All the people that
Yeah,
support him, he
loyal is
makes he
the wrong
all
word.
the political fucking guys that support him, he makes fun of. He makes fun of their wives. He makes fun of their.
I know he'll turn on you
He'll turn
like
on you
in a
like a fucking.
second. Yeah.
And he'll spend your money on a fucking purse for his wife, and it's fucking for the election. He don't give a fuck.
And when you get charged with stuff, he'll just turn a blind eye to it and say, "Not my problem."
Yeah, he's an idiot. He thinks he's above everything, and he's li lived a life of
Yeah, that's because he's been able to
a spoiled kid
this
his
far.
entire
Yeah.
life, you know? Like everything was handed to him, so.
And he, well, and reportedly all in all of his business or. A lot of his business transactions, if he doesn't want to pay
He
the
doesn't
people
do
who did
it.
the work, he just doesn't do it. And
Yeah,
they sue him and they settle for, pennies on the dollar.
he's a criminal. He lives in the courts. That's what he
Yeah.
does.
Yeah. But I mean, that's basically it. If you have good lawyers on your team, you can get away with not paying your bills and then just having the lawyers go in and fight it and settling for way less. I mean, I wish I could do that, right? I go buy a fancy car, say, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
And then get a lawyer and say, okay, he'll pay like, you know, 5,000 or whatever.
I don't know how that could cost, though. Lawyer fees, I wouldn't think, are cheap.
That's a bad example. In his case, he's buying, you know, $100 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I hope that doesn't happen. But the AI shit's already happening. Like, there's a movie, I forget what it was called, and I wanted to go see it this weekend, but I had to do yard work and take care of. So I had to read too, because I hadn't read any of our books until like yesterday.
I tried to read like earlier in the week, but every time I started to read, it just wasn't working for me. So yesterday, finally, I started reading. I'm like, oh, now I can read. I don't know why.
It happens to me too. It's like brain fog or something. When I'm sick, I don't even like to watch things I have to think about. I'll like watch stupid stuff. I'll like watch stuff I've already seen like 7,000 times when I'm sick, like Karate Kid. I'll watch it again, stuff like that.
Or watch a sitcom that you've seen a billion times already.
Yeah, I was kind of sick. I was watching a bunch of Chips again. I love that fucking show, man.
I know you do.
I am like hardcore Punch and John fan. I just Barb laughs because how much I get into that fucking show. Like, oh, I started watching The Bear. Oh my god, that's incredible.
Is that on Apple?
That is Hulu.
Okay, I should watch that.
I didn't think I'd ever want to watch this, but the Uncanny X-Cast came back with Brian Perillo and I forget what the other guy's name is. But I was like a religious Uncanny X-Cast.
Yeah, you love that.
It was one of my favorite podcasts just because of their banter, not because I like the X-Men. It was totally for them, like, because
right, personality based.
Well, they grew up together. I liked another podcast because of that, because not necessarily what they talked about, but because you get to learn about their lives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're coming back, I think, because one of the guys is getting a divorce. And I guess he has all this time now.
Okay.
So, but it's kind of funny because the other guy, you know, makes fun of it. It's not something to be made fun of, but it's a very odd thing.
Right, but because they've known their lives each other for so long.
Yeah, they can kid with each other like that. Yeah.
You know, there's
he's like, go on to Tinder, you know, like. He's like, you should go to Tinder. You can get laid over there really quick. It's like, no.
That's funny.
It's funny because one of them is a total extrovert, and one of them is more introvert. Well, I guess he's not an introvert. He's an introvert with, like, he doesn't go meet people. Like, he's kind of like me. Like, I'm not shy, but I don't go out to make friends. The other guy is very social butterfly,
right?
And he'll go out.
Yeah, introvert just means that. Yeah, you don't get a lot out of big social interactions. You prefer smaller crowds and more intimate relationships.
Yeah,
that's why there's a
of all of our friends, like Chris is the closest introvert I know of. Like he's crowds really like. He likes to go out and do stuff, but he needs his quiet time. Like, you know, he'll need to like detach.
Yeah, he's possibly even more introverted than I am.
Oh, he way more.
I think so.
You're
I'm pretty introverted.
You're an introvert, and I introduce you to people and stuff like that. But you, once you know your circle, you're not a fucking introvert. I mean.
Yeah, like, once you're
connected, you're like me.
Yeah.
I'm a little more extrovert than you, but not by much.
Yeah, you are.
Like I'll do stupid shit and be okay with it. When DC didn't show up at their panel, I went up there and fucking was like, we're doing the DC panel until we got kicked out. Like
Yeah.
that was me. I don't give a shit. But
But you were also, I think in that case, you were also feeding off. Who are you there with? Keith?
Keith and Daryl.
Yeah, Keith and Daryl. So I think if those guys weren't there, you wouldn't have gone up
Daryl was
there.
the one that shut down there because
Yeah.
he was like, well, I'm a black man. They're gonna
Yeah, I was
arrest
gonna
me.
say he has other reasons for he
Yeah.
knows if shit goes down,
He's gonna get
who's getting
blamed.
locked up, yeah. That's just a learned experience, unfortunately. That's funny.
Yeah, I guess it's a feed. You feed off your. I feed off my friends, but
Yeah,
like
that's.
if they weren't there, like when I went to go sing, I touched myself and the fucking. You weren't there that year when we
I
went
was.
karaoke.
I have that on video
Oh,
somewhere.
do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, when I did that, I had like no fucking problem doing that because I was feeding off, Micah and
Yeah,
Keith and everybody else that was
in the
there.
spirit of
Yeah.
the event.
So
That's
yeah, but
when Mike went up on stage at the karaoke and performed "I Touch Myself." Well, and he whipped out his schlonger.
I did. I did.
Was fantastic.
The Divinyls is the band, by the way. I touch myself.
It
When
is
I
the
think about you, I touch myself.
It is a song that I don't know. I don't think it would ever become popular in mainstream radio these days.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because the
Because people
'80s,
get up in
well, the '80s was all
arms.
about masturbating songs.
Exactly. Because we were freer in the 80s.
Yeah,
That was
sometimes
before
I.
the religious right decided to take over the country.
Yep. Take
So
away
you'll
our
be.
Elizabeth Bathory.
Oh, there's two things I was going to say. So back to the
Elizabeth Bathory's gonna be in my will. It's gonna say burn it. Just fucking
yeah, things to
light.
destroy upon my death.
Here, take all these Arrows comics and just burn
Should maybe I should we should just create like a have a one short box that's just like,
it.
please destroy upon my
Destroy
death. Do not
it.
open. Please destroy.
Yeah, when you put me on the burning boat in the middle of the lake, this is the stuff you could use as the start the fire.
But I was going to say, you're talking about like podcasters who've been like friends forever. And there's actually a some YouTubers that are popular who have a similar thing where they've been friends since they were kids. And I think we work well together because I feel that if we had grown up together, we would have been friends like since we were young.
Yeah, well, we have so much in common. It's fucking almost scary. Like it's unbelievable that like of all my friends, you're the closest to my personality, plus we like similar things. We get excited about similar things. And yeah, we have some things that are totally different, but the
Well,
passion
I
is
mean,
there. I mean,
yeah.
and we have the same degrees, this around the same age.
Yep.
So we grew up with in the same time periods.
And kind of, and we have, close families and.
Yeah, very fortunate. Like was very fortunate
Yeah,
to.
for sure we're both fortunate in our
Well, I was very fortunate. One
childhoods.
thing I'm grateful for, and this might sound weird, but I'm really grateful that I never had to date like outside of high school because I'm more of an introvert. Like I didn't have to, like I could always be myself. I don't know how that is, but I've always been myself, but like when you're dating, I don't know what would happen.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you've never experienced the dating scene, quote unquote scene.
I had opportunities, but I mean, since middle school, but I was always too shy or scared. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think I was as well.
My teacher even scared me because that one girl, she was very sexual, and I was all of a sudden she wanted to go out with me, and my teacher, I remember Miss Bradshaw telling me, "You're gonna end up getting her pregnant and your life's gonna be ruined." Imagine a teacher in
Wow.
fucking middle school, a fucking science teacher telling you that girl is bad news.
Wow, that was
She was right too.
yeah, good
She
advice.
was really, she was right.
Like you don't want to get involved with that. Trust me. You're
Yeah.
better off staying away. Wow, yeah, you should thank that person, that teacher.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was talking to somebody at work that it's amazing the teachers I remember, like I remember their names. Like, there's only a handful that I remember. Like, the teachers that had some kind of like impact on me.
Sure,
But
sure.
I remember their names. I remember exactly what they look like. And then there's like hundreds more that I don't even,
Yeah.
I couldn't remember their name.
I guess I'm the same way. Like certain, like my 7th, 8th grade teacher, I remember her very well, and I'll always remember her to the day I die.
Yeah.
And like there's a chemistry teacher in high school, I'll remember him always. I remember my calculus teacher. But then some other teachers, like who I had like for English sophomore year, I have no idea. You know,
Yeah.
that is weird.
Like
Well, I guess it's not that weird. It's just
in college, I
certain
only
people make an
remember.
impression on you and stick in your brain where
Yeah,
others
yeah.
just don't.
Like in college, I remember Dr. Hill. I remember she's the one.
Why am I getting all this spam on Skype? Shit.
Spam?
Yeah.
Like what? Like
Keep getting messages. Bunch of nonsense. I don't know how to get back. I don't know how to get to the main window, so I can't see who.
can't see me.
I just keep getting these notifications. One was something about a money-making opportunity.
Oh.
Like, oh, that's it. I'll be able to retire finally.
Yeah.
Let me just click on this link.
I don't get like that kind. And then some teachers I remember, like Dr. Byatt, because he was my fields and waves instructor. Like, and I just remember because he was such a strange guy. And he, if you didn't go to class like half an hour early, you would be screwed because he had those sliding chalkboards and he would already have like freaking
Oh,
four
one of them filled
chalkboards
out, yeah.
full. And then when he would blast away during the lecture, so there's no way you could catch up in your notes. Like you just couldn't. But yeah, and then I remember McDuff because he was a double E guy that actually was a double E guy. Like more instead of being like academia, he was like practical. Like this guy went back and he knew like how to work with vacuum tubes and all kinds of other stuff. Like he knew all kinds of shit. And he also took us to Vegas to the strip club, so that was pretty fucking
I knew
awesome.
that I knew the strip club teacher was going to come into the story.
McDuff.
I knew he was making an appearance.
Yeah, how
That's
could I
funny.
forget that guy,
I
man?
don't remember any of the names of any of my high school or college rather professors.
I
I do
remember
remember.
Hill, McDuff, Dr. Etter wrote Fortran 77, so there's no way I could forget her. She was a co-author on Fortran, and at the time, Fortran was the double E language to learn.
I remember learning
Yeah.
Fortran.
And I remember Byatt, and then I can't name any other ones, man. I can't.
Yeah, I don't remember
There were
any.
other ones I liked, but I can't remember them. So there's like four I can name. And then a middle school I can name a bunch, and in high school I can name almost every single math instructor, but nothing else beyond that.
That's so funny.
All my math instructors plus my French instructor, Adelson. Unfortunately, she passed away pretty young, but she was amazing. She was the most caring teacher that I've ever met. Like, almost to her, that wasn't good because she cared about her students so much that she would try to help them, you know, like even if they had personal issues.
Yeah.
She was just a fantastic teacher.
Don't remember. I do the one thing I do remember from college is I used to take a lot of evening classes
Yeah.
just because I thought that the quality of the education in the evening classes was better than the day classes.
Definitely smaller
Yeah,
in
and I liked that
size.
in the evening classes, there was a lot of people who were like working in the industry and were coming back for their degree.
Yeah, I was very fortunate because I was more academia, but I met this guy that was like, he was in his 40s, and he was already an electric, he was a fucking electrician.
Yeah.
So imagine being paired in a lab where you have a guy that could do all the math and everything, and then you have a
Nice.
guy that can actually tweak everything and make everything perfect. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah. And the older people in the class, like they asked the best questions and started the most interesting conversations because they were talking about, because they talk about something in class, then they'd be like, oh yeah, I ran into this problem at work. And then they'd talk about it and be like, oh, that's interesting. It like brought it back to like re it get made it more real, I guess. So I always liked that.
But I wouldn't know like how to even function in college today, I don't think, because there's back when it was us, we'd go to the library, we'd research shit, we would now it's all on the fucking internet.
Yeah,
Like
I
I
know.
it's just it's a whole different way. It's
You go to
so
class with
different.
your laptop and
Yeah. And when we did it was all memorization. Like you had to know it. You
you
just
write
had to
everything
know
down.
it, write everything the fuck down, and then you memorized it. And sometimes you do flashcards just so you could fucking remember it, you know, repeat it in your brain, repeat it in your brain, so you like knew it. That actually had me learn like the stuff that I like absolutely hated too, just because I could repeat it over and over again. Maxwell's equations. Like,
Yeah, I
I
remember
had
that.
memorized that shit so well that I went to an interview and had this jackass guy. He put me in front of a fucking whiteboard and said, I want you to derive Maxwell's equations. And I fucking did because I
That's funny.
remembered him. Yeah, that was the hardest interview I ever had in my life, and they fucking didn't want to pay me shit.
You're like,
I
are you
remember
kidding
I
me? I
yeah.
derived Maxwell's equation.
I got the offer and I was like when you're in college you kind of like do research to see well what's a good starting salary for a double E. And I got this offer and I was like, wow, that's like 15 grand below the average.
Yeah. Wow.
And I would probably have to work harder. But yeah, life is crazy. But is there anything going back to the previews? Is there anything you wanted to
The
mention?
main one I wanted to mention, and I'm trying to, why can't I find it? It's the fine. Here we go. Savage Dragon Vault Edition Hardcover Volume 1.
What is that? Oh,
You getting that?
is that the artist edition?
It's the artist edition Savage Dragon, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably get that.
I'm getting that. I'm very excited about that. I rarely get artist editions.
I only have the Kirby ones.
I have Kirby and I have Simonson.
Yeah.
Simonson Thors, that's all I have. But I will gladly add a Savage Dragon one onto that. But it sucks because it's expensive.
How much is it? 150?
Yeah, 150. Me see if there's anything else. Oh, did you see there's a Police Comics number one
Oh yeah, for sure.
reprint?
'Cause there's
I was
no
like,
way in fuck's sake.
oh, that's right up Mike's
Oh, that's
alley.
so. Well, do you remember I was looking at shit like that at one time?
I know
I
you're
was like, I want the all the
looking for the
Plastic
police.
Man and Phantom
Yep.
Lady and Human Bomb, and I actually bought some when you were there. Those are some of the best investments I've ever done too.
Oh, I'm
Because
sure, yeah, now.
those books have gone up at least triple to, if not more, than what I paid for
Already paid, yeah, I believe it.
them.
Yeah, so there's a Police Comics number one. Facsimile. How do you say that word? Facsimile.
Facsimile. I'm so fascinated by that word because it's such a, it's spelled even so weird.
Facsimile.
Facsimile.
Is there anything else that has really jumped out at me? I'm sure you're getting the Simon Bisley Danzig book.
I didn't even know there was a Verotic
Yeah, there's
this
a
month.
Verotic.
I would have missed it. Is it a comic or is it a book?
It's a comic, Hellmask number one.
Oh, I gotta remember that. I like the Verotic stuff. It's crazy how much Verotic I've accumulated in Eros over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I just got a bunch more arrows coming to me from Aaron Myers. Some odd stuff I've never heard of.
What was it? I'm sorry, I missed Verotic or
Arrows.
oh, Arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put out a lot of stuff. They might still be putting out stuff.
You know, one thing I never fucking realized is that Arrows was a subdivision of Fantagraphics.
Yeah, it's
I
Fantagraphics.
fucking never knew that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think there was a point where they were making more money off of that than the Fantagraphics stuff.
Yeah.
Like in the 90s or
Well,
something.
there's one book I don't know if you read, because I remember you saying you wanted to cover Curse Library, but I also had the Atlas,
Yeah,
the Atlas
Atlas.
Library one.
That's what I wanted to cover.
That, oh, I, well, I had written down the Archie one, Curse Library, but I had read them both, so it don't matter. But
It
the Atlas one I really liked.
was good, right?
Oh
I
my God.
know, I'm like, damn, I should probably be getting these Atlas books.
Well, you know, my mom has been like pestering me because they never know what to get me for my birthday, and I never tell them
Sure.
anything because I'm like, Mom, I
I
fucking
buy
don't.
everything I want.
Yeah, I buy everything. I don't need anything. You know, I
Yeah.
don't need anything, Mom. And I said, let's just go out to eat or something like that. You know, we'll get something. But I was like, Barb, I really, because I read that fucking free comic book day, I was like, I really want the Venus one and the horror one. Like, I want those.
Trying to
'Cause,
find it. What did I do with it?
no, but I read those and I thought they were absolutely fucking fantastic.
Can't find a comic. I have to pull up my notes on that one, but oh, we'll cover it. But yeah, I really liked it too. That's why
Yeah.
I can't, that's why I wanted to cover it. I'm like, oh. Or that's why I wanted to get it and read it because I always see those solicited and I'm like, I bet you those are good, but I'm like, I wish I could like
I
sample.
kept thinking like, well, this is gonna take me like a month to read because it's gonna be so dense. But then I read this and I was like, really, those stories were pretty quick, and they were all really good. Like I thought they were fantastic. And I was
Oh, there
like,
it is.
wow, I want this. Like there was so many. This was to me the best free comic book day comics I have read ever. Like just in general, like their quality has just been through the roof for me personally. And I've read at least half of them, at least, this year.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I think it just shows you kind of where comics are these days.
Yeah.
I think the quality has definitely gone up. Man, the Popeye was really good.
Popeye was great. Flash Gordon, I loved. Like,
I didn't get Flash Gordon, so I
wasn't my sure. God. The artwork by Will Conrad. The story is fantastic, but the art is amazing. And I read The Cursed Library, the Archie one. That was probably my least favorite, but it was good. And the Atlas comics was really good. But, yeah, so the ones that I read were just fucking fantastic. I thought they were great. And I read the Transformers one earlier. I can't fucking believe that Transformers is my fucking favorite book right now. And I would never thought that.
That is funny.
I fucking love that book.
Yeah, so listeners who... Oh, no, my recorder just crashed.
Oh, no.
I'm not recording now. I'll have to restart it.
Going.
Wow, that never happened before. I was going to say, so people who are new, who are listening, Mike and I are a little bit too old to have been part of the initial Transformers wave back in the 80s. Because my little brother, who's 4 years younger than me, was really into it. So I knew about it because of him. But I had aged out by that point. So it's funny that now you're discovering it now.
Well, I've always tried it. You know that I have.
Yeah.
Like even when I tried the IDW, like Beast Wars, and I tried many iterations of it.
Dip your toe in.
Wasn't for me, but this.
Except for you did like the movies.
I do like the movies. That's what I like. That's what got me into the Turtles. Is I like the movies.
Yeah.
I didn't care. The anthropomorphic stuff. I wanted nothing to do with when I was a kid. I was like, this is ridiculous.
And I was never into the Turtles cartoon, but I was into the comic series because that came out early, like when I was the right age. Yeah. Like I was like early 80s.
Well, I was talking about like the top things I never thought I would be into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and Ninja Turtles is one, and now I own almost I own all the IDW stuff. Mm-hmm. I own almost a full run of the first series.
The first, yeah, volume one.
A good chunk of the second volume. So that Ninja Turtles is one for sure. And then
which was the second volume? Was that the Image one?
Mirage.
Or that was the Mirage one.
Yeah.
I own the first one. There's so many series. I can't remember if I own all of the second one or almost all of the second one or the third one.
Well, I missed the I own some of the Image series, but those are expensive.
Image ones, I missed the Image one completely. You got the reprints of the Image one, though.
The Urban Legends, yeah, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, Urban Legends.
And that is the one I wanted the most because it has like an Eric Larson involvement. Yeah. So.
Yeah, not on a lot of issues.
That's something I would like to.
Oh, and then I got most of Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I have a few of those.
I have most of those.
But I have, like, I think I have Michelangelo, Donatello, Leonardo.
Yeah.
You know, the
one-shots.
The one-shots.
Yeah.
So like, that came out of nowhere. the other thing I thought, like, is Transformers. Like, I never thought I would get into it, and that's just a recent thing. G.I. Joe, never thought I would get into
Yeah, I
that.
was gonna say G.I. Joe's another one. Well, because all those, like the Turtles cartoon, Transformers, and G.I. Joe were all kind of around the same. The cartoons, at least, were around the same time.
Yep.
And we were, that was like when we were in college, probably.
Never cared about those. I never thought I would get into Eros comics, and now I'm into it. Like I'll get them whenever I can find
That's
them.
funny.
So there's another genre. I never thought I'd be reading any manga, and I started to. So like, I've been reading at least 4 or 5 a year. So that's like a big improvement from where I was. Yeah, there's just a lot of things. Oh, funny books. I never thought I'd want like first appearances of Looney Tune characters and the Flintstones and the Jetsons, and now I own them all.
Oh, the
Rocky and
kids stuff,
Bullwinkle,
yeah.
Harvey comics, I never thought I would be into, and I'm into them. So yeah, so much has changed. I mean,
It's because you've gotten old and nostalgic.
yeah, it could be. A lot of old people get crankier though with age. That ain't my Superman. That ain't my.
I don't think we're at the cranky age yet.
Oh,
Or,
you think it's coming? I hope not.
I mean, we're at the little bitch age, I think. But
I
I don't think we're at the cranky age yet.
hope I don't get to the cranky age. I hope, but
And I think we're going to
you
skip the
know.
little bitch age just because we're not that pedantic or whatever the word is. We don't care. They can change whatever they want to change.
But I think it's the way we read too. Like we don't buy a new book and then read it immediately. So I think I could see
We
myself
don't.
not enjoying comics as much if I read them when they came out. In
You
other
think
words, re
you mean
read.
people re reacting to things too quickly before the ideas, before the complete idea is visible or
Yeah.
stuff like that?
Like if you read them like comics are intended, which is like it comes out, read it, and then you wait a month and then you read it. Usually I read things in batches, almost like a trade. And I'm in the mood for it. Like right now I'm reading Philip Kennedy Johnson's The Incredible Hulk, and I'm enjoying that. And that's just like Monster of the Week, but it's pretty cool. I really like it. It's really dark. I don't think I've ever seen the Hulk morph like he has in this new series. Like, it looks like his whole flesh is coming apart. Like, it looks like Bruce Banner's like disintegrating when he becomes the Hulk. He's like ripping himself apart. Like, he grabs himself and then rips his skin off and
Yeah, it's more
turn
focusing on the
hor
monster
yeah.
aspect of it.
But I'll always be, I think, at the core into the superhero stuff, where I think you're more on the indie edge.
True.
I just like the soap opera of the known things and just following it.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly can appreciate that. And I am always tempted, like Gail Simone's taking over X-Men, and I'm like, maybe I should just get that monthly. Like, I'm always tempted to hop on board one of
I'm
these.
trying to decrease, but I am gonna stick with the two X-Men, like just the main ones. I'm gonna get, oh, there's a Mark
Oh,
Russell one I'm
man.
gonna get too, X-Factor, because it's Mark Russell.
Oh,
Like
is Mark
I
Russell doing that?
yeah yeah
I mean, I'm getting that just because that was one of my series, X Factor. So, but yeah, Marvel had. There's actually, I'm getting a bunch of Marvels. I guess there's not a lot this month.
Well, they have the Aliens versus Avengers, I think, coming out.
Yeah, I'm getting Uncanny X-Men. Probably Wolverine's Revenge, X
That one
Factor.
looks good. Plus, it's a Capullo.
Yes, yeah, Hickman Capullo. I mean,
Yeah.
come on now. Deadpool team up. Oh, Predator versus Black Panther. That sounds
Yes.
interesting. That sounds fantastic to me.
Well, that's both in the jungle kind of thing, so
Yeah, it's
even
yeah.
though Wakanda's very tech, it's surrounded by jungle, so
I'll probably get Spider-Man Black and Blood.
that one I'm gonna read digitally because I know the formula for that, and
Yeah.
they are you get some gems, like, but you
There's some
get some that, oh,
good old creators on
there
there.
are. The one that I read that was Black, Red, and Blood or something l lately that was really good was the Marvel Zombies one. It was really good.
Oh, did they have one too? Yeah.
Yeah, they had, but I didn't buy it. I read it digitally at night, so I was like, this is really good. I like it.
Now, when I retire, I think I'm gonna subscribe to the DC and Marvel apps and just
Yeah.
read it that way.
Well, that way you have less too, but you get to read it at your own pace and whenever
It'll
you
have more
get to it.
time.
Yeah. And I've been marshaling through the Witchblade series. I'm already on issue like 32, and then I've read 8 issues of Tales from the Witchblade. That one I like a lot, man. That one I might buy. I might
Tales
buy
from the
those.
Witchblade.
Yeah. The art is amazing. It's almost like let's get like good creators together to just tell what if stories. You know? It's just so good. What
That's
is
cool.
that?
I'm looking for something to eat. Oh. There we go. Cranberry almond kind bar.
That sounds like it was underneath like stacks of comics.
It was not. It was in a bag.
Unplugging for a bit and then I'm gonna plug back in.
Does that mean
So,
you'll be offline for a
no,
second?
I just need to get some water. That's
Ah.
all I need.
Oh, you're gonna go wireless.
Yeah.
So you'll be impressed with what my wife and I have been watching during our COVID isolation.
What?
We decided to, well, I started watching Planet of the Apes.
Oh, wow.
Remember I talked I saw last time we recorded, I talked about starting to watch the original Planet of the Apes movie and liking what I had seen, which was I watched about the first,
Yeah.
I don't know, 20 minutes. So I started that one again. I was watching it, and the one good thing about my wife and I both having COVID at the same time is we just hang out in our room in our bed and, watch TV.
Yeah.
So I was watching that, and she got into it. So we watched the first two of the old ones.
Isn't the second one batshit crazy with the radiation? But the plot.
It was so crazy that Melody didn't want to watch the third one. She was like, "This is too weird."
No, but she's got to. Well, actually, it's crazy. But if you look at the concepts of the second one, they're like really sophisticated. Like it's so weird,
The
but
mind control and everything. It's weird.
Plus the
It's
radiation, it like fucking melted their faces and
And
all this
they wear like
shit.
math human masks over them
Yeah, I need
for
to
some
plug
reason.
back in, so just keep talking. I'll be right back.
Yeah, so yeah, the second one went to really weird places. But then we decided she wanted to watch the new ones, so we switched over to watching the new ones. So we watched the first two of the new ones as well.
Oh, those are amazing.
Which it was actually fun watching the what is it? I can't remember what the name of the first one is.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I think so. So it's interesting watching Rise of the Planet of the Apes, having just watched the original one recently, to see all the references back to the original.
That's why you need to finish the old ones, because
There's more
like
references.
I love the new ones, okay? But I love them even more because it's like, holy crap, did these guys love the originals? Like, because they took concepts out of every one of those movies
Yeah.
and just moved it forward. It's amazing.
Or backwards.
But
Timeline-wise. Yeah.
you
So in
really
the
you
first
really
one, though,
tell
like, I.
try try to wait, let me stop you. Try to get Melanie to watch Escape.
That the next one?
Because it okay, the one you guys watched is kind of like it's so batshit crazy that and plus it gets rid of the actors kind of, except for the woman.
It's basically the end of the series, but then
Yeah.
they.
But Escape brings back Cornelius. I mean, they're in it in Beneath, but it sort of it flips the switch. Now they're back on Earth, like with the humans there, and they're the
Right.
minority.
Yeah.
That movie is amazing, and then it takes off from there because they have Caesar, they have baby Caesar. It's nuts. You need to watch Escape.
I didn't know Caesar was in the
Caesar
escape.
C Caesar is Ziri and Cornelius's baby.
Okay.
So he's a baby in Escape, and then Conquest, he's an adult in Conquest and Battle.
Yeah, maybe we should go back and watch those two and then watch the last two newer ones.
I think she'll like Escape. Now, when you
Yeah.
get beyond Escape, I think you'll like all five, but she will like Escape, I'm pretty sure, guaranteed.
There's five of the old ones?
Yeah.
I thought there's four.
There's Planet of the Apes, there's Beneath the Planet of the Apes, there's Escape from Planet of the Apes, there's Conquest of Planet of the Apes, and there's Battle for Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
There are five.
So many.
I'm such a fan now. Matter of fact, I became so obsessed with the Planet of the Apes, I started reading the Marvel. Well, I read the Marvel adaptions, but I started reading the Marvel comics. And the new Marvel comics one, the one they when they take off is the new series. It's not the old series. It's the one with the virus from the Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know what I want to do? When I was watching these, I'm like, man, I really want to go back and read those Boom comics again.
Oh yeah.
I think I have all the trades of those, so I'm gonna have to find them.
The only thing I haven't watched yet and I haven't tried to track down is there was a TV show, Planet of the Apes, and a cartoon. So I could still look to do that. Matter of fact, I on the elliptical I've been watching The Bear, and I've told my wife, you need to watch this. This is one of the best shows I've seen in my life. And it's a cooking show, like something I wouldn't fucking give a shit about. Like, it's a show about owning a restaurant, and it's incredible. It's just the level of acting is beyond anything I've seen in
I
terms
know
of an
it's super
entire
popular.
cast.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I like that's something that I think you and Melanie could watch together and be like, this is. It's so stressful and addicting. Like, I have a new appreciation for pretentious cooks now. That's for sure. Yep, it's so good. But I am gonna seek out watching the see if I can find it is the Planet of the Apes series now because Barb and I are watching The Bear together now, and season three is gonna start. So we're more than half through season two.
Okay.
I finished Gen V too. That was really good. That was
Yeah, what is it?
the show that spun off of The Boys.
Ooh, okay. I still haven't watched The Boys.
Yeah, you have to watch like three seasons of The Boys, then Gen V, and then the new season of The Boys.
Oh, is that the order?
You
Or
will
is
di
that
you will
just the
di
way it's come out?
yeah, it's three seasons of The Boys, Gen V, and then they came out with the final season of The Boys, but I don't know if it's fully out yet.
I know everyone's getting upset about it, or all the conservatives are getting upset about it. And that's just,
They should have been upset about it with issue one.
know. Well, it's funny because they're like, I don't like the direction it's going now. It's like, dude, this is a comic book. This is like always the direction it the direction has been set. They're not making this up as they go along. The story exists. But I think the next thing I want to get Melanie to watch is oh my God.
Evil.
No. Why am I blanking on it? Oh my God. The Jeff Lemire one.
Oh, Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, Sweet Tooth. I'm thinking like Animal.
Well,
I
they
know it's not
start.
Animal Farm.
Well,
The
Sweet
new.
Tooth season 3 came out now too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to watch it, but I'm like, Melanie hasn't watched it yet, so I'm like, maybe I'll just get her to watch it and we can just watch the whole thing through. So
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch the last season.
And then we started Evil, the final season,
I
because it's
haven't
out
started
now.
that yet. I know, I saw. I'm so
So we
excited.
have Evil. We finished Gen V, and we're watching The Bear together. So once we finish The Bear, I don't know what we'll go to. There's so much choices that it's not a bit
There is.
funny.
There is. So many choices, and
You have Hulu?
we have Hulu
Oh
now,
my
yeah.
God. Please get into The Bear. You didn't even finish Berlin yet.
I did finish
Oh,
Berlin.
finally.
I did finish it.
That
That
took
was,
you a while.
yeah, that was good. Not as good as Money Heist, but it was good. It was worth watching.
Yeah. I'm glad you
Very
got into the
exciting.
Planet of the Apes, though. So you can watch all the way through Kingdom, which is coming. It'll probably be out, I would imagine, on Hulu probably in a couple months. The one that's at
Oh
the
yeah,
theater
the
now.
newest one. Yeah. Is that in the theaters now? Is that what it? I didn't
Yeah.
know if it was had been in the theater or if it was currently in the theater.
It's currently still playing. It's just not. It's like three showings at our theater. It's starting to wind down now.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
Okay.
I haven't watched. So I watched all five of the original, and then I watched the
Remake?
Tim Burton one. Yep, I watched the Tim Burton one, and then started watching all the new ones.
Yeah,
So
we didn't watch the remake.
it's
I
not
wish I would have.
bad.
I've seen it before.
Yeah. I like it. It's definitely not my favorite, but it's decent. And the ending's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm glad you had time to do it. I mean, I'm glad. It's not good to have COVID and decide, oh, I gotta stay in bed and watch TV, but
Yeah,
at least you.
luckily nowadays, if you're stuck in bed, there's like so you have access to so much, so
Yeah.
you're not really hurting for something to do. Or back in the day, you're just flipping between three different channels trying to find something to watch. Now it's like, okay, you can watch anything in the world, really.
Yeah.
Was watching something else on
So this is the this is
Tubi.
I was
Remember
oh I
when?
watched another some more Charles Bronson films on Tubi.
To be. I've no. I can't remember what I was watching.
And that's free, so.
I like Tubi because it's free and the commercial breaks are really short, so.
Yeah.
out of like all the services, I think it has like the shortest, some of the shortest commercials.
Yeah. I don't mind commercials as much as most people. I mean, my dad hates them, but I don't care.
I only don't like them when I'm paying for the service and I gotta watch commercials, but I understand that I could pay more and not see the commercials, so
Yeah.
ideal. All right, you want to do some comics?
Yeah. What do you want to start?
I don't know. What do we read? I need to collect my comics. Let's do Interstellar Dust. God damn, that's such a great series.
I love it because it's like great sci-fi. It has a sexiness to it, like mature sexiness to it, but it's not like over the top like Eros, you know, it's
I
just
get some
enough, right?
boobies once in a while,
Yeah.
yeah. Some butts. This
I like
high
that I
quality
like that they cuss a lot.
analysis,
I
yeah.
don't I don't I like the only problems I have with it is there's two redheads, one of them has a tail and
Yeah.
one doesn't, and I sometimes have a trouble telling them apart.
Yeah, I would. I don't know why I made two redheads.
And I don't think I think one of them has a tail and the other one doesn't.
Correct.
It's weird.
Yeah, one's a some kind of race that has a tail. So this is from Antarctic Press. It started in, didn't it start in one of the anthologies?
I think so. No, it was volume one.
Or did it start on its own thing?
Yeah, it was its own thing.
Okay, so this is volume two by C.J. Hudson, illustrated. I think it's been the same artist, hasn't
Yeah.
it? Moy Rodriguez. Great art.
Is this a European thing, you think?
It's American.
So, can you refresh my memory? Like, why did
Probably
this war
not.
why did this cross-dressing warden why did he arrest the ship? 'Cause the one woman, the lead woman, was transporting prisoners, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
So why did she like become a bad guy all of a sudden? I don't remember. That had to happen in issue one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, because in issue one, they were in the prison, and then there was the revolt, and then they ended up escaping with the warden. They befriended the warden, and then escaped with her. And let me look at my notes.
And then they're captured on this prison, and then she's a prisoner, and she gets one of the collars, just like the rest of all her crew are now arrested, and the warden has them plus the original prisoners that she saved on this prison. Is it a ship or a station? I don't remember. It might be a station.
Where they're at?
Yeah.
No, it's a planet. Because they're doing mining.
It's like the Star Trek prison. Rorapente, Star Trek Sixth, Undiscovered Country.
Look at my notes.
So they're all prisoners, and they want to escape. One of the women is a synthesoid or something like that, and she, the warden, has a liking to her, so he puts her with his harem essentially. But I don't know if he ever has sex with them. It looks like he
He has
just
tea parties with
tea
them.
parties and dresses like a
Well,
woman.
he beats the shit out of them too.
Oh, he does. Well, I think if they do something like drop a tea or a cup.
I feel that this is a regular thing though. Like, I think he gets off on beating them up. I think that's his. I think instead of getting sexual pleasure, he gets pleasure from
See, I only thought he.
abusing them.
I got the impression that he abused them when they did something wrong. like broke
True. Well,
something because
right, but I think he's doing it for, I mean, if you drop a cup and break it, then you're gonna get beaten. Like it's
right.
not.
But I don't think the one girl that joined that harem wanted to escape originally until her friend got beaten and killed. Because she was like, "Oh, this is easy. You know, I'm the warden's friend. I just go tolerate him for so long and I walk along freely." And then she realized what was really going on and then it's like, "Well, I'll help you break I'll help with the breakout." Because the one girl effed up during the tea party, and then he found her on the conveyor belt, ready to, you know, burn to death and be cremated. And then she's like, "Okay, I'll help out the other warden that was in the transport ship." And then you had the two criminals that one criminal guy got beat the hell beat out of him like twice in those
Oh,
three
Kale,
issues. Yeah, Kale.
yeah,
He just
Kale's the whole series. He's gets the shit
he's
kicked out
getting the
of
shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, poor Kale.
But he also has a mouth towards the warden. Like he'll take the shit, you know. He ain't gonna take shit from that guy. And then you have the woman with the tail who's real pissed off because they cut off her tail. But it's growing back. But they plan a breakout. And it has all like the prison hijinks because some of the crew are actually in the prison and these two big alien women come up and say, "Well, hey, you know, you need protection. And we'll give you that protection for sexual favors, of course. You'll be our bitches." And they basically get the finger and they didn't like that. Later on, they're fighting and they get away from them during the breakout. But they actually do something when they're in the mining thing, and that's what kicks off the breakout, is they
Right. Well,
steal the auger.
they had planned the whole escape.
And it starts with that auger in the mining place, right?
Yeah, but they set it up because like one of the dudes was in solitary confinement. So one of the other guys was it Kale that went into he like got himself sent to solitary so he could like
Right.
tell them
So
the
he was with
plan.
the other guy, yeah.
Yeah. So they all kind of teamed up. Yeah, but then they. Yeah, so their plan was to overtake one of the guards and then release the shock collars and then steal the auger and go rescue everyone.
And
Yeah, this is real good. This is such a fun series.
it looks like there's going to be another one, I think, at least the
Yeah.
way it
Hopefully
hints
it's
at.
selling well enough to warrant it. Which it probably is. I mean, it's Antarctic, so.
They must have some loyal following if they're able to put out as much as they do. I don't know too many people that read them besides ourselves. Like I couldn't point you to. I
They don't
I know
hear
Vin
about it, yeah.
I know Vince B in 11 O'Clock Comics reads a lot of Antarctic, but other than him, I don't know too many people that read it.
Yeah, but it's probably that there's probably not a huge number that read it, but there are probably a lot of people who are like us who are like loyal to it. So their numbers are, which I think is
Consistent.
probably the model that the companies are looking for now. Like it's probably the successful model for the smaller publishers, which is if you can get a loyal base of whatever the number is, I don't know, 3,000 people or whatever, who are going to consistently buy it month after month, and you can count on that, then you can like maintain your publishing schedule or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're, I mean, they're I think they're smart. I mean, Ben Dunn has been in the business for,
Long
I've seen
time.
his name since I was a kid, probably.
Yeah.
So I think he knows what he's doing. But like every month, they don't bring out every anthology every month. They did for a while, but now it seems like there's like 3 coming out a month, you know, so they're not like going too far forward,
Yeah.
which is smart. And there's not a lot of other series coming out besides the anthologies.
We
'Cause
got the
there's
Critter
this.
comics, and they got.
Well, they just picked up Critter, and they have the Gold Digger, but that's kind
Well,
of,
they
I don't
brought
know
back
what they're doing with
Furlough
Gold Digger.
and Ninja High School.
Ninja High School,
Tomorrow
I think.
Girl.
Yeah, that's a newer one they're bringing out. And they bring out some like Kickstarter typey stuff. Like Strong Girl Comics. But Interstellar Dust, yeah, it's been a great series all along. It's never let me down.
Yeah.
And I look forward to continue reading it, so.
Well,
Oh, like
we could talk
Interstellar
about
Dust.
Jungle Comics since we're in Antarctic.
Sure.
We read 20 through 22, and
Yes.
this is a series that I think I like more than you, but it's the genre for sure. But I will say, like, I always enjoy the Zan ones for sure. Those are great. But this Valkyra, the she demon, was fantastic. Like I thought it was like,
You liked it more than I did then.
oh God, I loved it. I loved the art. I loved her attitude. I thought it was fantastic. It
That
kind of
was
got me,
in
it kind of like,
22.
well, I just finished like catching up on the, I can't pronounce her name, Torinic, or it's a Islamic, Icelandic. She
Icelandic.
writes Thor, you know, the I finished
Oh,
her.
you're talking about a writer like Torsten Gruen or whatever.
Yeah. I can't pronounce her
Torsten.
name.
Yeah, I don't
She
know exactly.
was writing she's writing Carnage right now that I and some Venom, and she's also writing that book, Red Sonja. And I read her Red Sonja, and while I like it, it's not, it's like, it's missing something in my opinion. Like I like the Steve Niles Red Sonja a little bit more than her Red Sonja. But I love the attitude of Valkyra. I just love it.
And I think this is another, both the Valkyria and Zan are European comics.
Yeah. So Zan, we finally get the death of that one guy. He gets eaten by a crocodile.
Yeah.
Donald Moore, he
Finally.
was our main villain the entire time. And then the villain switches to Sukar, who takes the lover of Zan, and
Yes, Cena.
yeah, he steals her for his own harem, and
Which.
takes her unwillingly to his hidden world, and we think Zan is dead, but he's revived by a priest that the monkeys take him to, like a medicine doctor.
Yeah, like a witch doctor type
Yeah.
thing.
And this issue was interesting because it's all black and white, and this issue was all Zan.
Oh, yeah, issue 20. Yeah, issue 20 was all
And
Zan.
the other thing I found interesting was the first Antarctic that had no ads at the end. Like it's just all story. Like every page is part of this Zan story.
I'm gonna verify if that's true. Oh, it is true. It
Yeah.
goes to the very last page.
So they actually find the hidden land and try to go rescue his girlfriend.
Cena,
And then she meets another girl that's part of his harem, and she's jealous.
because yeah, she used to be the number one in the harem, but
It's kind of
now
heartbreaking
Cinda.
though, because she loves the guy. Like she really wants him.
Right.
And this girl wants nothing to do with
And
him. It's like, you can
yeah,
have
now he
him.
wants the white woman.
Yeah.
Just come.
So she allies with her and helps her escape because she's like, well, maybe I'll get him to myself,
Right, if she's gone, then
if
I'll be
she's
number one
gone,
again.
I'll be number one again. But that's not the case. He's like pissed off and he's like, well, we'll have you eaten by crocodiles now. So she sends back Zan to go rescue her while they hide in a cave essentially and barricade the entrance. And later on they're discovered, right? That's kind of where we end up, and they're gonna burn them out. So I've always enjoyed Zan. They can keep bringing that on.
My favorite part was when Zan overtook the guard by throwing monkey poop in his face.
Yeah, I wonder where he got that poop from. I
Yeah, they didn't show
think it was Zan's poop, because like, or is he gonna grab
that.
it off his buddies? One's a chimp and one's an ape. He's like,
Might have been.
can he
The
poop in my hand so I can throw it? I think he got his own dung and threw it in his face.
And the guard thought it was monkey poop.
Yep. And then the second issue, 21, we get a very short story called Malika Jungle Queen. And that's a very short one.
Yeah, that was a short one.
Basically, with her and her elephant going against this poacher that was after them and saving a kid.
She got a snake to attack him.
Yeah. I always forget that Zan can talk any. He can talk to any animals. Like there's a scene
He
where
talked
he.
to the crocodiles, right?
Well, I knew he could talk to the apes, right? But I
Yeah.
didn't know he could talk to like other animals. Well, I guess I did because he talked to an elephant before, and he did talk to the crocodiles in this one because they were going to eat him, and he's like they're having a conversation.
Well, the crocodile was like, "Wait, how can you understand us?"
Yeah. So the Valkyra you didn't like, but I did. And I like the art. The writer is Alex Murr, and the artist is Alex Gennaro. And this is a cool scene because they're kind of like in a protective area away from the dinosaurs with these huge walls, kind of like you see in the King Kong movies, where the natives build these huge walls so the dinosaurs and stuff can't get in. And she infiltrates them and kills this guy's brother. So they have a vendetta to kick her ass and kill her. But she's such a badass, she just kills these guys. And then a T-Rex somehow gets through the wall. And she kills the T-Rex. And she's supposed to meet this one guy. I forget what his name is, like Cicero or Kasarin. And Kasarin wants her to go find this Fountain of Youth. And he seems like a shady dude. And he puts together a caravan of people, other barbarians, to go find it. And there's these alien creatures that look so much like the Sleestak. That they run into in the in this cave.
I think they are. Well,
Yeah.
the main bad guy. The main
Yeah,
bad guy alien is the creature from the Black Lagoon.
you have the Sleestak and the creature from the Black Lagoon and Devil Dinosaur coming, a T-Rex at the end. But I liked it. I liked her attitude.
It wasn't bad. I liked it as well.
I
I
liked
like
it a
yeah.
lot. Maybe it's because I was comparing and contrasting with what I read or what I like about Red Sonja and what I wasn't getting. So, like, I got this attitude in this one from her that I like in my Red Sonja books that wasn't in Red Sonja. So, yeah, I liked it. I get a kick out of these jungle books, though.
Yeah, I know that's your wheelhouse. I was one complaint I have though is the cover for issue 21 is that Lords of Whatever.
It's
sci-fi comics.
it stands out like a sore thumb in the Jungle Comics. Like,
It's
that's
like,
not
why
a
do you?
Jungle Comics.
It's not even in Jungle Comics.
I
That's a
know.
sci-fi
Where
comic for a
did it
Planet
come from?
Comics. That should be a Planet Comics cover. I was excited. I'm like, ooh, did they move that over to Jungle Comics? But it's like,
Yeah,
nope. Just the cover.
I didn't
It's
like it. I think this cover 20, though, I could have sworn I saw this at
I
Heroes,
know.
so.
We could have bought
I know.
that cover. It's not the same thing. I'm like,
And
oh, I
it,
recognize
you
this
know what?
cover.
I kind of regret it because I like, more so for me than you, because I like Jungle Comics so much. And to have the a
Yeah.
actual art from the cover of something
Yep.
would have been cool. So we want to talk about stories from the Atlas Comics Library.
Yeah, I gotta find my notes though, because I read that one before my vacation. Here we go. All I remember is I liked it.
I liked it so much that I asked for a birthday gift, but
That's a smart move. Oh, I don't have my notes on it. Oh, great.
I can kind of guide it, and you'll remember these. I know you'll remember this first one because
I'll flip through.
this is written by Stan Lee and art by Jot
Joe.
Marie Joe
Joe Manley.
Joe Manley Mar Isn't that MAR?
That was MANEY.
Oh, NED?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it says Jot Marley or something.
Yeah, I see a like an R there, but I guess it's not. But this is cool. You found it then?
Yeah, I can't find my notes, but I have the comic. Yeah, I found
Okay.
it.
So this is a guy busting into a like a comic store guy complaining about the content for what I don't understand is this guy complains about everything. It's what I get. He's actually sought out by the insane asylum. The white coats bust in later, but he's basically, you publish these vampires, this crap, and you're getting kids to read these things about zombies and witches, and they're not real. You should publish things that are real. He says, I'll show you why people enjoy reading our magazines. Look at this newspaper. What about it? Look at the headlines. New H-bomb may destroy the earth. At least our readers know that our stories aren't true. They can put our magazines down and forget about it. But you can scare yourself to death reading the newspaper nowadays. I really like this story. Because this guy was so angry.
Yeah, it's definitely, you can tell it's definitely a reaction to the time of the times by from Stanley.
But you know what's interesting about it is it's still pertinent to this day.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's what, you know, it goes to show that, you know, as much as we think we change, we don't, you know. There's always that guy that's gonna complain and say, no, don't publish this, don't do that.
Yeah, why are you publishing this horrible stuff? And it's like, have you looked in the paper?
Yeah.
This stuff's fake. Stuff in the paper, that's real.
This next story, The Clock Strikes, was my absolute favorite. I love this one. It was I think it's got Gene Colan on it,
Yeah, me.
on that first page. I don't know if he wrote
The
it.
clock's strikes. Marvel star Gene Colan's early nightmares, The Clock Strikes. Yeah, so I think he wrote it and drew it.
This was by far my favorite. I don't know if it was yours, but I love the irony of this story because this one has a pertinence to it too, in my opinion. It's basically a guy that's hiring somebody to kill him on a certain day because
Yeah.
he's dying anyway. So, like, you talk about a pertinent thing, and there's these things in Seattle, like you can move to Oregon if you want to take a pill to kill yourself because you're dying. Like in other states, you can't. You just have to sit there and suffer. And this guy literally didn't want to suffer. Like he was like, okay, I want you to kill me at this exact time at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And he agrees to it, but then his doctor calls, like, oh my God. And I can see what was gonna happen. His doctor calls and says, you know, I think you interpreted the data wrong. You're not gonna die. You can live another, you know, 15 years or something like that. If you just try to not have a heart attack and eat right, and it's basically he's having cholesterol problems and stuff like that. And he's like, if you don't get worked up,
Yeah,
you will
you
have
need
a
to
long
start work.
life.
Yeah, you need to start. If you work out regularly and eat healthy, you can live 50 years.
Yeah. And the whole thing's like, okay, I'm gonna go back and find this guy and then tell him not to kill me. But he basically told him, no matter what I tell you,
Yeah.
you have to kill me.
Yeah,
So this
don't like don't let me
guy,
back out of it. You
so
have to
this
kill
guy's
me.
like, oh, well, I'll kill you. Well, he's like, he can't kill me if he can't find me, and if he doesn't kill me by this time, then I can live. But he ends up giving himself a heart
Heart attack.
attack.
Yeah, he stresses himself out too much.
Oh my God, that was incredible. What a fascinating. And the guy had no intention. He's like, the guy's in the diner with his girlfriend. And he's like, weren't you supposed to go out and do a job? He says, no. Why should I when that loony guy paid me in advance? So he would have been fine. And I'm like, oh my God. So it has like two double whammies.
A classic tale. Yeah, that's
Oh my
great.
God. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good story.
This next one was pretty good too. I thought that was
Yeah,
good.
next one's a monster. Monsters Dwell by Basil Wolverton. Then we have a war one.
Yeah, the Basil Wolverton one is about a projector. So the scientist has a projector, and it actually projects onto like another
Oh,
world.
this is a really good one.
Yeah. So he the projector will actually, and this reporter goes to debunk his shit. Like he's like, this is ridiculous. He says, all you're showing me, you could be showing me is like bullshit. So he fucking pushes him into the fucking projector, and now he's part of that
Yeah,
world.
into the image. Yeah. He transports him to the world.
As soon as he gets there, he becomes like all contorted and fucked up. And you find all these people that have been pushed into this projector by this professor, and there's like all these strange creatures that are on this planet ready to eat you and kill you. So he comes up with a plan to say, well, the professor turns on the projector every now and then. Well, if he turns it on, I'll see it get turned on and I can jump back through and get through. So he gets through. And later on, he turns on the projector to try to save the other people, but the monster gets through, and then he's basically torn. You know, like, do I save these guys or let the creatures through, or like it's a pretty crazy story, and it kind of like, what would you do? Like, ends in a question, right?
Now, what would you do?
Yeah, they did a good job of picking the content for this book, I thought. Even
Yeah,
this
for
war one
sure.
is cool. This war one.
Yeah, who did this war one? This is
I didn't see the credits on this
Monsters.
one. Where do you see them?
Inside the front cover. Well, this one isn't. Is this the last? You know, this is a lot. Is this Rain?
Rain.
I don't see
Oh, by
Rain. I
Hank.
see.
It's by Hank Ketcham.
No.
Yeah, it says it on the inside cover.
Oh.
The gritty war story, Rain and Hank. Oh no, that's the
What's the
Pascal the
Perry?
Rascal.
Oh,
This is
Frederick.
Frederick Wortham.
No, Frederick Wortham is the
Oh
asshole who killed
yeah,
comics.
the gritty war story. There's no credits there.
Gritty War Story. Oh yeah, maybe it's Stan Lee. Maybe.
It could be. He wrote most of these things, I think.
I think. Yeah, I don't know who did the art though. I don't think it. Oh, Joe Manley again. So it's yeah, it's probably Stan Lee and Joe Manley again.
This was a good one. This one had the is during the Korean War, and they were outnumbered, and it's raining constantly. And they send out this one guy with a machine gun to the top of a mountain, and his job is to protect the guys as they go into the valley. And he falls asleep, and they say, "Don't fall asleep, whatever you do, and we're gonna use a password, Brooklyn Dodgers, so you'll know it's us if we're coming back up the hill." But he didn't hear any shouting or on any passwords, so he just lets his gun just go nuts, and he
Like
sort
he
of
sees, yeah, figures coming towards him.
yeah, and he's like, "Did I kill my own guys? Did I kill them?" And luckily he didn't. It's pretty crazy. And then Pascal the Rascal's about this father that has a Dennis the Menace
Yeah, it's
type.
a parody. Dennis the
Yeah.
Menace parody.
This kid's awful, man.
Pascal the Rascal.
He's taking down airplanes and killing lots of people
Yeah.
with the slingshot. He's taking out streetlights, police boxes. And he starts writing comics about him and making money off of it. And his whole thing is he couldn't sell some of his stuff as a book, but when he started doing strips, he started making money. And then he wants his kid to do bad things so he can make more money, 'cause that's his
Material, yeah.
livelihood now. Kiss of Death was even good.
Was the last Kiss of Death is by Bill Everett.
The creator of Submariner.
Yep.
This one's cool because it goes into my Houdini kind of why I love Houdini so much. Houdini was a skeptic, and he used to want to debunk the people that did
Yeah,
these
the frauds,
seances
yeah,
and
the
these
seances.
frauds and debunk them. Well, these reporters want to do the same thing for this one guy, but his thing is sort of legit. It's such a weird story, as this old guy comes and says, "I need you to bring back." Did he ask? Oh, he wants to find the love of his life, and he tells about his buddies that all died, and she basically was in love with four guys that were in the military at the time, and she couldn't pick them. And she goes, "Well, we'll decide. There can only be one. Well, it's whoever lives the longest." Well, they're all old and they're all dead now, except for this one guy, and now he wants to get the love of his life, and it turns out that she's dead too. She died along with his other buddies. Yeah, if these stories are that good, I sure want these. And at the back it says it. Volume one
Oh,
and
yeah.
two are out, and three and four are coming.
Well, there's. Yeah, so it shows Alice Comics Library, Adventure into Terror, Volume 1. Volume 2 is Venus. Volume 3 is, looks like sci-fi. And Volume 4 is War Comics. So that's interesting. They like. I was wondering how they were going to arrange them into different volumes. So it looks like they have a horror one, a war one, sci-fi one, and a Venus one.
Well, if you do get that first one, maybe we could cover a couple stories in each one. I mean, if you do get it.
Yeah, it's I'll get them at some point for sure.
This was one of my favorite Free Comic Book Days for sure. Definitely
Yeah, there
worth
was
the
a certain.
money. You got a lot of story, and they were all good stories.
Yeah. There's a certain formula that these old stories follow that's appealing, so. With the twist at the end and all.
Sometimes there were double twists, though, in these books, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
That Gene Colan one was fantastic. I wonder if Stan Lee plotted it and Gene just drew it. I don't know much about
Yeah,
the
it doesn't
Atlas
say. It
era
doesn't
of
say.
comics, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't either. I wonder. I'm guessing that the hardcovers have information in them,
Yeah,
like
I'm sure they have
editorials or
a
whatever,
foreword or something. Yeah.
articles or
Yeah.
whatever. Yeah, talking about the history. So it'd be worth it for that as well.
What do you want to go to next?
Why don't we do the Dynamite Free Comic Book Day?
That's Johnny Quest.
Yeah, Johnny Quest. By not my favorite art writer.
You're not your favorite.
Not my favorite writer.
You don't like Joe Casey?
Not really.
So you didn't order Johnny Quest?
I can't remember. I might have.
Do you like Johnny Quest?
No, I have, well, I don't dislike him. I never really watched it, so.
Really?
No, I remember when it was on, but I just never.
I used to watch it religiously.
Yeah, I did not.
It wasn't like the one I was looking for, but it was right before something I really wanted to watch, so I watched it.
Say watch it by default.
Yeah.
I know I for sure I've seen episodes, but no, it wasn't one of the ones I watched. So you probably liked this more than I did.
Race Bannon, Professor, Johnny Quest, and Haji, and Bandit. So it's 1964 and they're headed back to their barracks, their place where they used to live. And they find out that there's a lot of tech on there, that one of their ships has been destroyed. Like they're it's like a time placement thing, like something's out of place. And they get attacked by a huge insect, and they Race is, I think it was Race that destroyed him or shot the bug with his gun as it was going after Johnny, and he was trying to hide behind a cellar door or something like that, a safe door. And they see their old ship and they're like, wow, that's rotted away. What could have happened to the Sea Quest? And it seems like there's a villain that sort of can control time and has.
He's watching
Was
them.
watching them, yeah.
Yeah. To be can and this was an original story, like exclusive story, I should say.
The other two, I think, are previews from what came out already.
Yeah, previews of the comics
I haven't
or
read Thundercats yet,
the
so
start of it.
this was new to me, but I have read Space Ghost, so that was just rereading something I had already read.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Thundercats was okay. Didn't blow me away. My favorite was the Space Ghost. But I mean, Jonathan Lau did the art in that, so. And I'm a Jonathan Lau fan, so.
It's kind of cool. It's basically the kids losing their father and getting attacked by aliens. And it's interesting their choice to not put Space Ghost in the preview at all, but to set
Yeah.
up Zan and Jaina
Yeah, that was interesting.
and
Starting off that
Gleek.
way.
It
Yep,
establishes
Gleek.
Gleek.
Yep, they're protecting Gleek.
Did you watch Space Ghost as a kid?
Not when I was a kid.
I watched it. Space Ghost and the Herculoids, but I think you're right. I didn't watch it as a kid. I watched it on USA or
Yeah,
something
I think there's
much
there
later.
was there a reboot at some point? Like whenever it became like a talk show.
Oh no, I didn't watch it with the talk show.
I used to watch the talk show
I watched the cartoon. I think it was on
and
USA
reruns. Yeah.
reruns. They had Space Ghost and the Herculoids. I
Yeah,
think
and
I
I
did
never
watch
watched
some of
it.
the originals, but Not a lot. I've always liked the Herculoids more than Space Ghost, but I do like the properties a lot, so looking forward to it. Flash Gordon, you didn't read, so I'll talk about it briefly. It's
Yeah.
Jeremy Adams who does Flash and Green Lantern and several other books. He's a really good writer, in my opinion. And this establishes,
Who's publishing that?
this is Mad Cave.
Okay.
This is number zero, so I think this is original content and it's not going to be replicated in the series. But they're on Mongo. It opens up with the Hawkman guy smashing into an alien ship, and they're fighting, and then it's basically Flash faking his own death in front of Emperor Ming's soldiers, and then Emperor Ming, which look em Ming doesn't look like he does in any of the cartoons or movies that I've seen. He's like green skin complected and looks like an alien. But
I wonder if that's more authentic to the original material.
I didn't read the newsprint, so maybe that the newspaper strip, so maybe that's true. But he's still got his daughter there, and he's going to see the grave of Flash, and he sees it encased in like this coffin, and he's like, I defeated my biggest foe, and he's happy about it. But his daughter, just like in the movie and just like everything else, is in love with Flash too. So she betrays her father and shoots a rifle into the casket that revives him, so he was faking his own death so he can get inside there and then let his buddy attack where Ming is. So that's Dale Arden and Dr. Zarkov and the Hawk people and the Lion people. I forget what they're called, but they all attack. And that's kind of how it ends, but he has this confrontation with Ming. And then it looks like the whole world blows up. But the cost, well, it says at the cost of saving Earth was the destruction of Mongo, which is where they're at. So we don't know. In issue zero, looks like Mongo's blowing up, which is where everybody is. It's got a really cool toy ad and an ad for Defenders of the Earth, which is also coming out. But I've seen these toys at Target, and I do own a couple of them, but they're amazing toys. Like, I'm not into toys anymore, but they have, like, the Flash Gordon toys from the movie, which has two Mings, two Flashes, and Prince Volton is the Hawk Prince. And then they have the Defenders of the Earth series, which has Mandrake the Magician, Lothar, Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless, the Phantom and Garax. And then they have like the classic
I think that was in previews this month, wasn't it?
Flash
The number
Gordon
one.
Defenders of the Earth, yeah.
Yeah.
And they solicited the old Marvel one a couple of months ago, the collected edition.
Okay.
And then you got the original superheroes, which is Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless. So yeah, they're cool toys. This was fantastic. This was my favorite Free Comic Book Day of the bunch, with the Atlas one being a close second, and then Transformers probably third. Popeye is fourth, though. I like this one a
Yeah,
lot.
Popeye was really good.
I only have one complaint on Popeye, is some of the caption boxes were tiny as fuck.
Oh my God, the text in this is so small.
Yeah, that's the only complaint I had.
It's so small.
It
It's
seemed to get
crazy
better as the
small.
story went on, though, but
That
no, it's still bad. The art got
You probably
more,
just got used to it.
the art got bigger is what happened.
Oh yeah, the art got bigger, yeah. Yeah, at the beginning there was like a billion panels, and yeah, the text is so small. It's so small.
So
Yeah,
this
because
is, yeah, go ahead.
normally I can read text in comics not very well without my reading glasses on, but this is impossible. Impossible. I'd have to either take out my contacts or use reading glasses.
This one was by Marcus Williams, doing
Yeah,
the
art.
story and art. Wow.
Yeah, art. Yeah.
The colors were Rodney Vilches. Doesn't say who the letterer was,
Yeah, that's weird.
which is what we had the problem with. But it sort of opens up with a
Reporter,
reporter, yeah.
yeah, she comes because she wants to find out the story of how Popeye lost his eye, and each of the characters tells their version of the story.
She's Judy Patootie.
Judy Patootie.
So I thought Olive Oil's was the most heroic story. Brutus's story was obviously in his favor,
Yeah,
which you'd
he beat the eye
expect.
out
Yeah,
basically.
he beat Popeye. He punched Popeye's eye out as he was punching the monster.
Yeah, I hit Popeye so hard that he popped his eye out. That
Wimpy's story was pretty cool. I liked that one because he was eating burgers and Popeye jumped in the way to
yeah,
save him.
to save him, yeah.
And we learned that Judy Patootie is really was sent by the sea hag, and she's like a witch herself. And then brings about this godlike guy to fight Popeye and Bruto.
Yeah, Bluto.
Bluto. What did I say, Bruto? It's Bluto.
I always want to call him Brutus, but he's
That's
Bluto.
I do too.
Yeah, so Bluto takes a turn, and then Popeye takes a turn.
Well, he doesn't have
Oh,
any spinach in this whole
yeah, because
thing,
the
so.
sea hags stole all the spinach that he had hidden around, including the one that was in his he had hidden somewhere. But he had an extra one hidden.
And his hat.
His hat, so it was a little baby can.
His art is fantastic. I love his interpretation for sure.
It's really good. It's kind of like manga a little bit, like manga influenced, but yeah, it's really good. Very dynamic. Yeah, this is good. It was a fun read for sure.
That was a good one.
And it ends with Popeye about to beat the shit out of this guy.
Did you read Curse Library?
I did not. I don't think that was
Okay.
on our list, was it? Or maybe I just missed it.
Well, that was the Archie one.
Yeah, no, I didn't read
That
that
was
one.
the one I liked the least, and I understand why they did what they did. So like what they do, I think what they're soliciting here is their trade, right? So like
Sure.
we put out a bunch of one shots, and now they're compiled into this trade. So this is like a sampling of all the Archies
Yeah,
that
of
are in
each
the
of the
trade.
stories. Okay.
And it has like what is her name? Jinx,
Yeah,
and
Jinx.
Madam, I forget what Madam the woman's name, Madam Satan. So that's what it focuses on. They're kind of telling the story and then saying, here's the story of this and here's the story of that. And we've already published that stuff, and now it's collected in the Terrifying Tales, the anthology collection. So it gives snapshots of Betty, the final girl, Pop's chocolate shop of horrors, the cult of the Wilkin boy, Jinx, Camp Pickens, Strange Science, and Madam Satan.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So it's just a few pages on each.
About 4 pages, I think.
Yeah, 4 or 5, probably.
That it? Are we done?
No, we got Pooh versus Bambi.
Oh yeah, Pooh versus Bambi. That's fun. I like that one.
What a fantastic series this is. Surprisingly. I guess not surprisingly. Zenoscope's been doing putting out great stuff the last few years.
Yeah, but I thought this was gonna be like a knockoff, like not as interesting, and it was really good.
Oh, just like a half-hearted, like,
Yeah.
let's just do something
Let's
with these
t beca
properties.
because it's available, let's do something with Pooh and Bambi.
But this is an interesting tale of genetically modified animals.
So,
And this one, it opens with a scene like back when they were growing up, like Pooh and Bambi, and they were on Christopher Robin's compound, it looks like, doing like a training exercises. Then it jumps back to the present where in the last issue, Pooh was fighting. He got attacked when he was hiding out in the forest.
by Piglet and
Yeah, by
her
Piglet and
men.
her soldiers, but now he finds out that the whole thing was because Christopher Robin wanted to bring him back into the fold for a mission.
Then they go on the mission and against Tigger. Well, he goes to try to rescue Tigger.
No, well, goes rescue. Oh yeah, Tigger, because
Cute.
Kanga has taken.
Yeah,
Kanga's a scientist.
Kanga and Roo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've taken. Well, Tigger went to their island and then went missing, so they're going in to rescue Tigger. And I wrote down, Pooh and Tigger used to be close until Bambi's death came between them. So they were real close until Bambi. Till Pooh killed Bambi.
Yeah.
And they go to the island, and then their plane is shot down, so they have to parachute down. And they fight some spiders. But then there's a twist at the end. Two twists.
Don't remember the twist, so I'm gonna have to thumb through it.
Well, the first twist is that
Oh, I know which what the last one was.
the first one is that Tigger wasn't captured. Tigger's working with the people on the island now. And then the second twist is,
Who she's working with,
yeah.
which is somebody you thought dead.
Yep.
Which makes sense though, because of
You
the
knew it was going to
title,
happen. Yeah,
right?
you knew it was going
Yeah.
to happen.
'Cause like in the first issue they kill Bambi, at least you think.
They show, and that was even in the past, the reason past. So, you knew Bambi was going to be reappearing. So, it's really good, though. The art, who does the art in this? Because it's really good. It's Jordi Tarragona, and it's written by Noah Mitchell. That's really well done. The writing's good. The art is fantastic. I'm loving this series.
Yeah, I almost like it more than the other guy with the man goat and the.
Oh,
I like
man
that
goat
one.
and
I like that one a
yeah.
lot, but I like this one because of the characters and
It
they're
is
all
fun to
cl
see
yeah,
what
what
they're
they're
doing
doing
with
with
each
them.
of the characters,
Yeah.
yeah. And Kanga, I think Kanga was a human, but now Kanga's a kangaroo, right?
Yeah, they both are.
Yeah.
Kanga and
I think
Kanga.
Roo is always a, I don't know,
Well, in the
kangaroo.
cartoon, they both are.
Yeah, they
Kanga
are.
and little Roo is her baby.
So the only one who's not an animal is Piglet.
Right.
Because Piglet's a
But
woman.
Tigger looks like she's a woman that turns into a tiger.
Yeah, she's a were-tiger.
Were-tiger,
I
yeah.
thought that was funny. That's a clever way of dealing with it, I guess.
Yeah.
Never be a were-tiger. Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
So, do you have any books you want to cover next time? Oh, we still have Elizabeth Bathory. We have the Triple X section of our
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
podcast.
children, turn off now.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We're going to go into the filth that no one under the age of 50 should hear.
Yeah.
Where's my notes? I can't find. Oh, here you go. Battery.
This is chapter 11. And it's like a flash forward, like the way it's introduced, she's tied up and getting a stake through her butthole. And then it flashes back to how she got there. With she found those two vampires that were carrying a casket, or they're digging up a casket.
Mm-hmm.
And she's spying on them with the one woman that kills babies and has the vagina in her breasts.
Boobies, yeah.
What's her name? Goth something with the G. I can't remember what it is.
I don't, offhand, I don't remember. Oh, Garunta.
Garunta. And then some of the statues come alive and they capture Bathory and Garunta and they start torturing them. The one Donna Matrix looking woman is really torturing the hell out of her because she's a baby killer. And she finds that little thing in her neck where it absorbs vital energy. It says if we cover it with her own own hair and nails, she will die after a long agony. So she wants to torture her.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're being tortured, there's obviously some sex going on. And then some virgins show up. And they seem to be going to town here.
Depetrified virgins.
There's some fisting and dick sucking and all kinds of stuff as you'd expect. And then it, the flash forward and flash back, you get the stake and Bathory's driving the stake in her butthole. There you go. To be continued.
To be continued.
The art looks amazing.
Oh yeah.
And you know what showed up in this one? At least I think she showed up. Is that girl that was like reading minds with the glasses?
Yeah.
Sweating. Like those people all came into this too.
Is she there
for
somewhere?
a hot minute. They're the two vampires in the middle.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her.
So we're about
there she is. Yeah.
We're halfway through now.
Whew.
So next time we'll experience issue 12 of Elizabeth Bathory.
12. Yeah, this is something, all right. it's so weird. We've talked about it.
I thought it was starting off kind of tame, too. Like, I was like, wow, this is going to be a... Because it was them just watching the vampires, right? And then all of a sudden... And this, it's weird because the dialogue is pretty story-driven, and then it just turns into
It's sex. The weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Like, the story is, like, highly involved and interesting. There's a bunch of different characters and different kinds of vampires and stuff. But then every page is just like obscene. So it's an assault on the senses.
Yeah.
And then the art is great. I mean, it's fantastic art.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's it for this time.
All right.
And now we just need to talk about what we're covering next time. We got a new Savage Dragon, I know that. So we can cover that.
Yeah.
Do you want to do Monolith, number one? And Misery, number one? Do you have that?
I'm sure I do. I know I have Monolith because I see it on the top of a pile right there.
Okay, so we'll do those three at a minimum. And then do we what Antarctic one do you want to go to?
I don't know. Let me look at my phone and see which one we haven't done in a while.
I know fantasy's getting pretty piled up. Jungle Comics, if we do the next three, we'll almost be caught
Yeah,
up.
looks like Planet we haven't done in a while.
Let's do that one.
Yeah, we'll do Planet.
Planet Comics, next three, and then whatever we throw out in the next week, okay?
Yeah, I'll definitely be reading some stuff,
Oh, and
so.
Elizabeth Bathory, chapter 12.
Yeah. Got
It's
so much
the first
stuff.
time that we've seen Bathory, though, in a situation where she's the bad guy, or not the bad guy, but she's not in control of her own destiny. The other guys have control of torturing
Yeah,
her and
she's
stuff.
been yeah.
Yeah. So till next time.
Yeah, you've been listening to
To
Geek Brunch.
DCNoisePodcast.com.
Geek
That's where you can find all
Brunch podcast on DCNoise.com. On the
find
DC
all
Noise
our
Network.
yeah. Find everything at DCNoisePodcast.com. Mike and Bill on X slash Twitter slash Blue Sky at DBM00. That's Bill, and at Mike Myers Brunch. You can send email to me. I don't know what Bill's email is nowadays, but mine is MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com now. How about that?
There you go.
I want to get rid of that other account because it's costing me money. So that's where you can reach us. And Facebook is Geek Brunch Podcast. You can still go there, or DC Noise Podcast. The website, I'm just posting to one now, which is a DC Noise Podcast. I'm going to try to post small audios on Geek Brunch telling subscribers to go to DC Noise just so they'll get that in the feed and they can know where to subscribe
Yeah,
to.
switch over.
Yeah. I've done it on a couple episodes, but maybe I ought to just do a couple shorts and say where they need to get it. The hardcore people know where to find us because they're the ones that told me there were problems in the first place.
And
So.
if people are listening to this, they've figured it out. Yeah, you're right. Maybe you do need to put something, if possible, over there to
I will.
point them over here.
Try to do that today. All righty.
Right.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully,
All
you're
right.
100%.
Yes,
You're
that's the
bringing your
plan.
A game instead of your COVID brain.
I think I did pretty good for me
Yeah,
for my COVID first game.
you made it.
I made it. Now I'm gonna go lay down.
You probably want to crash out until tomorrow.
It's weird. I haven't been like sleeping more.
You haven't been?
No.
Even when you were burning a fever? 3 days of
No, because
fever has got to be.
I had a headache the whole time, so it was hard for me to sleep.
Your symptoms sounded horrible.
It sucked, man. I don't recommend getting this one.
Yeah.
The only benefit is now hopefully I have enough antibodies that I won't get this one again.
Yeah. Don't
I
go on a
prefer
cruise. You would have never gotten COVID.
that. That's true.
We could have been at Heroes buying lots of
I
comic
should have gone
books.
to here. There was the universe has told me,
You,
dummy, should have
on
gone to
Father's
Heroes.
Day, you belong at Heroes.
Well, I saw ironically that Heroes is not on Father's Day next year.
Oh, really? Interesting.
It's
Maybe
like I think
that's a good thing because then Rob can go.
yeah, because I think
Maybe we
that.
can get Rob Krieger to
I think it
go.
might be that Father's Day isn't, it's not in the,
A
or maybe
weekend.
it is. Actually, that's
Father's
not
and
true.
Mo Father and Mother's Day always falls on a Sunday, I think.
It probably, it, yeah, it's not on the 16th, but it probably is on Father's Day. I take that back. I
Okay.
forgot. I forgot that it was
It moves.
a floating one, yeah.
Yeah.
Look up 2025. It's, oh no, it's not, because Father's Day is on the 15th next year, and Heroes is the weekend after that.
Ah, there you go.
It's on like the 20th. So there you go. Yep, fathers can go. Ooh, that'll be good. Maybe we'll have a large crowd this year or next year.
Yeah. All right, sounds good, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. And
right.
let me know if you get back to reading and what to add to this list.
All right, sounds good.
All right, see the bear. Right. Watch the bear.
I will. I first have to get through the Planet of the Apes, but then
yeah.
I'll start on the bear.
All right.
See Maybe you. That'll be my workout show once I am able to start working out again.
I'm curious what you'll think, like, because it is a very stressful show, like.
Yeah, we'll see if
I don't know if it'll attach to you, but if you
I'll
see
give it a good shot,
if you see the first episode,
popular.
I think you'll know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
Sleep well. Bye.